and Mike Building. 3 FM, 106.7 WJFK, Manassas, Washington, D.C.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Okay, just, before we start the seamless part of the show with the tapes and everything.
Yes.
Now, understand the dynamic on the show.
Mm-hmm.
I stand.
Uh-huh.
I stand. I've stood the whole time I've worked in radio. I like
right.
standing.
Yes.
Mike, as you know, likes reclining.
Yes, but if Mike, I could have a cot in here, I would.
Mike has a problem with his back, so no. Mike is standing right now. And yesterday he alternated between standing and sitting.
Yes.
But for some reason, Buzz is now standing.
Now, Buzz, why, pray tell, are you standing? You never
two
stand.
Reasons. One, to make it unanimous, and two, out of sympathy for your back pain.
Well, I don't need your sympathy or your pity. I wish for you to be comfortable, Buzz.
All right.
Buzz, what do you know best about me? I like things the way they are.
Stay the same.
There you go.
I'll sit down.
Have a seat. There you see now. Look at there's. There's Buzz where he should be.
Sure. Well, and I'm more comfortable, really.
And I have to point out that as soon as I feel like it, I'm going to go back to my normal reclining position. This is only temporary.
You're right, sir.
I do I this understand. To kind of stretch out,
I know.
And then I go back down, because I do not like standing.
Right.
As a matter of fact, if I could lie down through life, I would do that. If I could be driven to work in a reclining position, I if I had the
That's
means,
right.
I would do that.
Okay. Right. Well, now that we've resolved that issue.
Good.
You know what I do like about standing, though?
Turn these off, and we're going to play tapes.
One thing?
What's that?
I like the way you can move around.
I can be over here.
Or over here.
I'm over here now.
You're over here.
Okay. Microphone's off.
Bye.
Here you go. Bye.
And hello again, everyone. I'm James Brown, and welcome to the fourth Fox NFL Sunday pregame show here in Los Angeles. And indeed, record-wise, indeed, Jimmy. All right, folks, still efficient indeed. All right, folks. Boy, they look awfully impressive indeed.
And when can we take some calls, Ivan?
Yeah, whenever we want.
Do we have calls that are on there now?
No calls yet.
What number do people call to get on the air? Do we have that number?
It's right there.
Oh, do I have the call number in front of me? Oh, I'm so sorry.
That's interesting.
Interesting. Do we have any calls yet there, Ivan?
No calls.
Let's read some more about Scientology.
Is Sean Hannity a Scientologist?
Alec Baldwin posing the big questions tonight here. Do we have any calls here yet, Ivan?
None. Boy, it's just incredible.
Don't be there. Just sit, like, letting the audience just stand out there like that. Oh, my God. Okay. So let's hurry, y'all. Seriously. This is retarded. They told me they were going to do a vamp. Oh, no. What are they doing? Let me see. I know, well, I'm just not going to just stand out there. I thought they were going to bam. Okay, thanks. Started.
I've chosen the Journey Classic Open Alms for Elliot Yameen. We're down now to the last three contestants.
He's a fag.
Every performance, you know, has got to be electrifying. It doesn't mean to go over the top, but it means to show your soul, the honesty of the delivery, but most importantly in your case, is the power of your voice.
So, it's off my salad.
Got you something to help you with your list. It's a quit smoking tape. Remember number 102, harmed and possibly killed people with secondhand smoke.
Oh, yeah. Where'd you get it? It's got jelly on it.
I showed Catalina where the good yard sales are.
Ever since the first time Catalina cleaned our room, Randy's been making any excuse to spend time with her.
Hey, how much for this tape that helps you quit smoking?
40 cents.
How about 25?
35.
30?
32.
Deal. Hey, say Luke, I'm your father.
Luke, I am your father.
The Redskins and the Ronald McDonald House have a special announcement. And here to tell you more is Ronald McDonald himself.
Whoa, all right. Whoa, all right.
He's a fag.
And at running back number 44, Curtis Enos.
I want to share with you something that happened here today. I did what is called a satellite radio tour. And it's kind of fun. You go in the radio studio and put on the earphones. and they patch you in via satellite, in this case, to 10 different radio stations in Boston and Chicago and Washington and St. Louis, all around the country. And I got the two guys in Washington, D.C. on WJFK AM. They're on the air there from 3 until 6, and they're also syndicated to about 40 other radio stations. So it was a good shot for us, you know, to promote this show. And their names are Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara. So before we started, they were testing the satellite to make sure that they could hear me back in Washington and I could hear them in Southern California. And here's what I hear in the earphones. Channel 44, no good. Channel 42, no good. Channel 46, no good. Screw the satellite, we'll do the phone. And and then you hear one guy say, you know, here with our technology, we're on the verge of the door to the 21st century, and the door is locked. They're very funny guys. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara. They've got a campaign going on in D.C. on their radio show, which is called Turn Off Your Television Sets. And judging by some of the ratings there, this campaign is having enormous success.
Larry, we need to talk.
It's over?
What's over?
Marriage?
Why would our marriage be over?
You said we need to talk.
Yeah, we need to talk about Marty Sunkhauser's party.
Oh, okay. I thought... forget it.
I don't know. What'd you think?
Well, you know, you said we need to talk. Generally, when couples break up, that's how they introduce it. You know, we need to talk. So I just thought of it.
Why would you even think that?
Well, because women have broken up with me many times, and they've always introduced it with, we need to talk. So I'm just sort of conditioned for that response.
And when women broke up with you, did you light up like that?
Light up? Did I light up?
Oh, it's over?
You know, it could have been a defense mechanism. That's how I react to things. I go the other way, so I don't get hurt. I protect myself. You understand? What's what about the party?
Have you been thinking about this for a while?
No, not at all. No, of course not.
Ooh, man, that's cold.
Pagan Stevens, don't be so tight. Give my daddy more money.
Don, Mike, both of you, idiots.
So I became...
What?
Bulimic.
You can read minds.
The difference between a Bronco and an Explorer, you gonna debate this with me? Broncos are they're noted for their durability. It was good for me. Got me out of harm's way.
Just sit. Okay, I'll sit in it.
Listen.
I mean, even there was a dead body in it.
Yeah, well, hopefully there's no bodies in this thing. I actually drove this car once and some cop shot at me. But the engine is impeccable. And I can guarantee you the car has escapability. I mean, if you ever get into some trouble and you got to get away, it has escapability.
It's a terrible car.
What is a terrible car? Man, it's a Bronco. It has escapability. That's the main thing. And I know it. My boy Al Collins was driving this thing. And if we wanted to get away, it was easier to get away. A car that I personally made famous. And tires are worth more than $400.
You know what? If it's yours, I'll buy it.
Hey, we got a sale. Come on out here, guys. You see that truck?
Yeah.
There's a camera right in that truck. You've just been juiced. Are you serious?
Is it from the Bronx?
Yes.
Yeah. You think there will be a conservative sort of Democratic alliance on this?
Yes, I'm thinking there will be.
Turn your radio down.
Wait, let me turn this down.
Yeah, it's not too far away, I hope.
Yeah.
Good. Go ahead.
Okay, yes, I've actually been a protester, and I've been active in my community. My name is Esmai DNBs, and I've been active in my community, and I believe that eventually compassionate conservatives and let's call them liberals alike, because the new label progressive I don't think really fits, I think somehow will come together. My mother, personally, the reason that I became active was because my mother didn't have any children that lived, and therefore I call the Don and Mike show and say, where's your crap detector now, see?
That's very helpful. That's very helpful. Can we just? Yeah, burping is not. I mean, this is a tough issue, and we try to screen the calls, and so that total lunatics don't call us.
You know, on that happy note.
Yeah.
I think it's time for the burping guy. to make some more calls.
I agree.
I think we've got about, I don't know, 50 of them archived.
They're from all over the place. I mean, he definitely casts a very wide net.
There are some from when we were canceled in New York, some when we were canceled somewhere else,
right.
Some when whatever crisis was going on. Oh, Mike, hold on a second. Here's your favorite part right here.
I think I'm blah, 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 blah. Yeah.
Like me.
The following takes place between 3 p.m. and 7 p.m.
Or between 2 and 6, 1 and 5 on Colorado and noon to 4 on the West Coast.
The Don and Mike Show.
Bay City Rollers. Goddamn right.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
That's all right, say it. I picked it. It's the Bay City Rollers.
He's a fag.
Am I?
That's right.
Hello.
Oh, hi there.
Hello.
You like this film?
You know what?
What?
This is crap.
Yeah. If I didn't tell you it was the Bay City Rollers, what would you think?
Pretty good. Pretty good.
What about you?
Thank you.
Look who's just standing at the door. He's not violating the rule today.
Knocking. Oh, there he is.
Ta-da!
Look who's
here.
He's
retarded.
No.
Your
office aroma.
Huh? Hi, Mike.
Hi, how are you?
True.
Mike is feeling
quite,
very well.
Quite gastrointestinal. Or, dare I say it?
No.
Was it the smell of homeless Lisa lingering from spending the night in her office?
That's right. Maybe a combination of both.
Could be, friends.
Let's get to the bottom of that. Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Book Club. All the ships at sea. And now, to sing songs chosen for them by Clive Davis, Tom Geronimo, and Mike O'Mara.
Thank you, Rob.
Yeah. All right, so we start today with Money Honey.
Money Honey.
By the BCRs. And it's the Don and Mike Show, everybody, a new episode. On this Wednesday. 0517. Hot sex.
Hi, Don and Mike. Buzz Burbank here.
No, he's not returning.
Thank you for having a seat, Buzz.
Gentlemen.
There's Mike at his normal spot.
Right.
Good. I like making my eye contact with you, fellas.
Everything's right.
Let me see. We already said what you can tell by the smell. It's the Don and Mike Show.
For you, I have chosen the R. Kelly classic, I Believe I Can Fly.
Hey, Clive.
Yes, Don.
Is that an AIDS quilt you're wearing, or is that just a beautiful velvet velour top?
Thanks so much. It was made by one of my own designers. I can't see you. My eyes are almost closed.
Like I said, you can tell by the stink. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Yeah.
And here's the phone numbers you can call us on. 877-365-3636. That's the main number. Then we have 800-636-1067. For a limited time here in D.C. on WJFK, you can call 202-432-1067. We're also on the Internet. Go to our website, donandmikewebsite.com. Click on Listen Live. We're on iTunes. And like 99 episodes up there, updated daily.
Wow.
Go to iTunes, go to Talk Radio. We're there. And we don't read your electronic mail.
No.
We have a boy who does it. His name is Yanni. So go ahead and send it.
Yanni, the boy.
Send your email to donandmikewebsite.com. That's how you get a hold of us. So many things to talk about. American Idol, of course. We're queer for that show.
Huge battle in the O'Mara household.
Oh, no.
Huge battle.
Got to talk about that. We've got the whole homeless lady who's on day number two now of living here. And last night...
Lovely Lisa.
Last night, Joshua Tree spent the night
in
front of the office. Now, Buzz, would you be a love?
Yes.
And go to donandmikewebsite.com.
We're there.
And let's see, are the pictures up?
Yes, they are.
There you go. There are the pictures from last night directly after the show of John and homeless Lisa in our beautiful office. That's the flesh-colored couch, the Band-Aid-colored couch that Mike recreates on.
Uh-huh.
And then if you'll scroll down, there's Joshua Tree laying in the hall.
Yes, in the middle picture, they're watching Idol. Mm-hmm. The top picture, they're just greeting us. And the bottom picture, he's asleep on the floor.
Oh, isn't that nice?
We had the pleasure of chatting with Gillespie today.
Hey, how are you?
Came by.
How's he doing?
Came by and... don't think he totally understands what's going on with the woman and the whole homeless thing. He said...
I came in today, and Josh, he had a greasy
John,
hair.
Whatever his name is.
His hair is greasy, and he's... do you know he really slept in front of the office? Do you know your boss said that he had to? Greg?
That's right.
Do you know that was a directive from your immediate supervisor?
Always good hearing from Gillespie before the
Gillespie!
Show. Always good when he stops down just to say howdy. Okay, so before American Idol and I guess with Lisa, I mean, Mike, you mentioned a thing in your household.
Oh, boy. You have a highly charged and highly competitive.
You've been there.
And I won.
Oh, good.
Wow.
Well, no, I didn't win. Oh. You know, I won, but I lost.
Yeah, that's how it works.
How so?
Well, my theory is this. I watched the competition, and I because of her cleavage, I voted for Catherine. I like Catherine, even though I don't think she did a very good job last night. I voted for McPhee because I just want to look at her again. And Carla just last night decided she just was going to go gaga for Travis. Mm. And
it doesn't matter that
we have
final
this, she's on her cell phone and I'm on the hard line and she and we are having just a battle going back
line.
And forth. And finally I get through and it says, "Thank you for voting for Kat," and I'm like, and then I realized as I was laughing, well, Carla couldn't get through for the Travis lines because perhaps the Travis lines were too busy.
Yeah. I got news for you. I think you know this. It's Elliot Bad Teeth.
Yeah, I believe he's going.
He's out like yesterday's garbage. I don't know how they're going
to... couldn't handle the pressure.
I don't know how they're going to fill an hour tonight.
You mean Taylor? Not Travis?
Taylor. Okay, yes. Travis is the lovely love of a boy that works in the production studio.
That's who I voted for last night. Travis Edelin.
Travis Butler Edelin. And that's wonderful. No, it's Tucker. So what's his name? Travis.
Tucker Carlson. I also gave in last night.
Yeah. Did you vote?
Well, Mike, I found that the phone lines were jammed.
Yeah.
However... texting.
Did you text?
Oh, my God. Did I text? Oh,
good for you.
Once I called my boy and asked him exactly how I do it.
How do you text?
He said, "Come on, Dad. It's like, 5701 star text." He says, "You have singular, right?" I said, "Yes, I do." He said, "Great." I said, "Well, how many times can I, you know," he's like, "If you got all night, do it 100 times."
Right.
So
did you text for old Trad?
Yeah, about
Taylor.
I don't know. Maybe,
I might call him Travis.
Maybe, I don't know.
Maybe 20 times I did.
In the scheme of things.
Maybe 20 times. It'll end up being him against her.
You think so?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Elliot, I would, my God, I would bet whatever money is left in my kid's college fund.
I sure think so. It sure looks like Elliot's going down.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you, Paula Abdul doesn't like Catherine. Well, Paula Abdul. It's total meow.
You know why? Because Catherine McPhee is a piece of ass, and you have to give Simon Cowell his due.
He did. He did. And he didn't even feel it, but he went the other way.
Not only did he pick the right song for her to sing, Somewhere Over the Rainbow Buzz, but because even though she's just as hot as a piece of an ass as you can get,
I've seen her.
She's uncoordinated as hell. She
yes,
can't
she is.
Really move.
Oh, that's good.
See when she did the little... spaz grab of her ear, and I'm like, "What are you doing? If you got an itch, itch it later."
Well, I think she was pulling out one of the IFBs. Yeah, one of the earplugs.
Oh, jeez.
But when she had to sing the song that was picked by Simon Cowell, all she did was sit on the stage, and she had a real like F me pose.
Well, she did.
I mean, she wasn't like an animal.
Better every week.
She wasn't like an animal presenting, you know, himself. But
we can only hope.
It was pretty close. I mean, how could you not? How could you think that she's going to lose?
Well, I don't think Carla was able to get through at all.
Wow.
To the old gray hairs line. So
that's because I was monopolizing the text voting.
Well, she wasn't texting. She was just calling regularly.
I'm telling you,
like
text voting on a show you refused to watch at the beginning of the season. You've really come around.
And I think that. Hopefully, if we're lucky tonight, I'm going to go very obscure on this reference. Does anybody remember? I think it was Wayne's World 2.
Okay.
The one where...
I'm out.
The one... Hold on a second. Give me a second.
Okay.
The one where Dana Carvey gets laid with Kim Basinger.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. At one point in that movie, Wayne and Garth are in Wayne's basement.
Did you theater that one? Did you...
Did I what?
Did you go to the theater? Did you watch it on pay-per-view?
Oh, as I recall, a friend, you went to the theater with me.
Did I go to Wayne's World 2?
You went to Wayne's World 1.
Was that one of our screenings?
Yes, it was.
Oh, we're morons.
Yes, it was.
We are morons.
Oh, come on. I mean, it's time. You know, it had some Chris Farley.
What's the movie that everybody went to see when I got to go to another movie and see Something About Mary? Do you remember that?
I think that was one of the Batman movies. Yeah.
That's right. And I asked for permission to go see Something About Mary. And then you saw it the next week. It was that's one of our... We used to have great movie screenings.
Yes, we did.
We really did.
That's when we had Charlie Stossel on the show because he ran a movie theater.
Right.
And, of course, we had to let him go because he liked... What is it he liked doing to children, setting them on fire?
He never burned children.
He never burned children.
Never burned
them. When they called from Oldies 100 for a recommendation, they said the only thing we heard about him is that he burns children.
Oh, they wanted to make sure that he didn't burn children.
He didn't burn children.
We said not to our knowledge.
No. That was their intricate screening process.
No, we did not. Oh, Wayne's World.
Yes.
Okay. There's a scene where Wayne and Garth are in his basement, and they're playing hockey, but they're playing on indoor skates.
Right.
Okay, and they've got the rubber ball. And at one point when Garth is going to tell Wayne that he's finally gotten laid, he holds up his hockey stick, and on the end of his hockey stick is like a miniature Chucky head, except it's been altered to look like Garth.
Okay.
So what I'm picturing is, tonight, when Elliot loses, someone will take his mom's head and put his mom's head on a stick, because I think that if you put a blonde wig on her, she's a dead ringer.
Yes.
For Garth. Now, I know this is obscure, but let's face it, you've got how long till the show is on tonight? 6 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Go out and find your copy of Wayne's World 2.
Look it up.
Fast forward to the middle. Mm-hmm. Look at Garth with the thing on his on the end of his hockey stick, and I had the same thought last night. I also think this, when they see Elliot Yamin's mom in the crowd, I always think shrunken head, for whatever reason.
He has a small head?
Yeah.
Shrunken head.
And then, you know...
He has an odd-shaped head.
And then the evil part of me thinks of some of my favorite war movies, you know, where you would have, you know, guys' heads on sticks.
Right. Yes. Yes. Anyway. The Man Who Would Be King. Starts with that and then goes all the way through modern times.
Platoon. I think maybe Full Metal Jacket. Maybe there's some head on a stick there.
Sure.
Maybe Apocalypse Now.
Yeah, definitely heads in Apocalypse Now.
Lots of heads on.
Remember the head gets thrown into the guy's lap?
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's a feel good.
Nasty.
That's good. Tonight. Because I love sharing my curious life with you. Before
yes.
we talk to the homeless girl, I'll just tell you that tonight... now, you know, I've told you I have a girlfriend, and everybody that's in my family is cool with it, so I can talk about it now. She has, shock, spent the night before. Okay, so this is not a new experience. Sinner. Well, hi.
Quitter.
What does it feel like looking in the mirror? So, she calls me up last night because Wednesday night has become, you know, our normal. She will come over and she's nice enough to make dinner for
right.
me. And then we watch American Idol and then, you know, it's time for me to hit the sack and, you know, she ams craze. Well, she says to me last night, she calls me up and she said, now, she's going to be very nice. I have one of my dogs has to go back to the vet because of all the dog problems that you have with shots. And, you know, frankly, I want to have the dog's ass shaved. Really, I do. That there's so many, you know.
Gribbles.
This is stuff that Frida used to handle. It's like the dog will come inside and he's going, the little one now, Max. And he's going like, and there's like something's wrong.
Yeah.
And, you know, I look back there and I can just feel the dried
yeah.
poop caked on there. So he has an appointment to go to the vet anyway for his shots. And I called him and said, as long as he's there, bathe him and, you know, shave him down. And for God's sake.
Nothing like a trip to the vet for a little Brazilian wax.
shave his ass down and everything else.
Bleaching, too?
It's a turn. Of course, Mike. Right. I want him to be
sure.
sensual.
Of course.
Anyway, they say it's going to be more than just a thing where you drop him off at 9. We're going to have him all day. So I mentioned this to her, and she said, you know what? Here's what we can do. when I come over tonight so we can have dinner, I'll just spend the night. Now, this is so nice of her to say. She said, I'll spend the night, and then in the morning, I'll get up, and you go ahead and do what you do in the morning, and I'll take the dog to the vet, and then I will go to my job and do what I have to do in my life, and later I will go to the vet during the show while you're at work, and I'll pick the dog up, and I'll bring the dog home for you.
It's very nice.
It's very nice and very sweet, but, you know, and I don't even mind the fact that she just said, you know, I'm going to come over. The thing is, it's a school night.
Yes.
And we've not had that experience yet.
Ah.
And so you haven't had a sleepover on a school night?
No. I mean,
which is normally not, you know, not looked upon very well.
She comes over during the week, and we have a good time. We have a drink. We have dinner. She's a wonderful cook. Watch TV. We talk. And then it's like, okay, you know, mwah, bonsoir. Talk to you later.
Then you get on with the rest of your routine.
Yes, right. And anyway, I'm just I'm a little nervous would be the word, mm-hmm. I guess. You know, well, come on. Right. I mean, because for the first time, and this is going to happen eventually,
sure.
She's going to break down one of the walls,
mm-hmm.
and she's going to find out what I'm like on a real, regular morning.
Work day.
And I've tried to tell her, you know.
It couldn't be more pleasant, right?
Well, you know,
morning time is the right time.
I've tried to warn her.
God knows I've tried to warn her.
Does she realize that, well, what time is your normal call to arms in the morning?
I get up before 6.
It's all 6 o'clock-ish that she will be greeted by a rare species of Alaskan grizzly? Does she know that? You yourself have mentioned you're a little ornery in the morning.
Yeah, I think she knows that. I think she knows. I mean, I've kind of laid it out for her. You know, I said, I'll go down and make the coffee. And, you know, I mean, God knows why she's my girlfriend, because all I do is lay down all these impossible rules. Like, yes, I'd love to have you come over, but everything's got an asterisk next to it.
Yeah,
like,
right.
Yes, I'd love you to come over, but understand that, well, you know, I got to work on Thursday, and I got my routine, and I got my time that I like to work out.
I think she's going to handle it with no problem at all.
And I don't like to talk a lot in the morning, and,
right.
you know, I like to be left alone. She's like, that's fine.
Will she be able to interpret your series of clicks and grunts that you will communicate with first thing in the morning?
This would be a first.
Okay.
It'll be a first. I mean, because she's only had the pleasure of knowing me when I'm charming on a weekend.
Right? You know, one finger for a refill of coffee, two fingers for, you know, a second cup, that
Although,
kind of code.
And someday I'll put this in the book. I really can't repeat this on the air. I told this to the guys in the studio. I do feel comfortable with this gal as my girlfriend, because I think, much like Frida, she accepts me the way that I am, even though, you know, Frida used to bust my balls, and trust mm-hmm. me, this girlfriend does, even after, you know, 6 months, she's doing a pretty good job of, you know, pointing out my shortcomings, mm-hmm. especially my social shortcomings. But when we were in Minneapolis over the weekend, she got a real chance to see, well, let me just say, sometimes when I'm out in public, if I'm feeling rather randy, and I was feeling good because, you know, things are going good with my daughter, and
right.
and I was glad to go and help during the weekend that she needed some help, and things are going good with the kids, and it was just the two of us were in a store, and we left the store, and we went to another place. We were running some errands, and we were in a very public place, and there's something that I do sometimes to get a rise out of people. Now, really, we can't talk about this. It is something that, generally speaking, makes men laugh
mm-hmm.
and makes women horrified.
Okay.
Now, it is not a bodily function.
No.
It's nothing profane.
Uh-huh.
I don't do it all the time.
It's just a little impulsive.
I do it when I'm feeling randy.
Risky, yeah.
I used to do it, and it would drive Frida nuts. I know that I've done it in front of all you guys, and
right.
it's always a crowd pleaser.
If I could say one thing, it does make me laugh, and it drives me nuts at the same time.
Well,
just thought I'd share that with you.
She got, you know, without getting into detail, and we really can't. Right. It's funny. I just want
you can't argue, because I know you. It is funny, and because I know you, it does drive me insane.
Well, imagine this, without me saying what it is, and it's something that I do in front of a group of a large amount of people.
Okay.
You've got to be like at a
right.
shopping mall or at a giant, you know, Mooney meeting or whatever. There's got to be
sure.
lots of people
I
there. Because lots of times you can do something with all kinds of people there, and they just never notice.
Right.
Anyway, it took her about 2 minutes to figure out exactly what I was doing.
If she didn't run for the exits after that,
I think
she's there for the long
she
haul.
She might be a keeper.
Yep.
Yeah. So anyway, we...
Surprised that she didn't flee immediately.
No.
She knew that, right? I was just curious. As we're talking rather abstractly, you knew that I laughed because I was amused and driven insane at the same time.
I know.
You're aware of that, right?
That's part of the charm.
I mean, all those years.
I mean, but other people have different reactions. I know, you know, boy just laughs at it.
Right. Of course.
Well, you know, he's kind of the target audience.
Right, exactly.
You know,
exactly.
And I know other people have laughed at it.
Right.
I know Frida never laughed at it. Frida would get really pissed, which is part of the magic of it. Anyway, someday I'll tell you what it is. It's a really good goof on people.
Right.
You know, and they never know what's happening.
You funny guy.
You know, you can't let them know that you're... I mean, it would be incredibly embarrassing to ever have someone say... What are you doing?
Right,
but
right.
It's just something I do. And
certainly
just,
nothing you need to do.
It's just funny to walk out. And I was looking through a plate glass window, and I was waving on the other side of the glass, and she's like, she was inside the place. She's like, I just see her mouth. They're like, she came out of this place. She's like, what are you doing? I said, funny, right? She said, well, I don't know. She said, I think it's kind of weird.
Oh, God.
I said, well, you know, yeah, that's kind of what Frida thinks, and that's kind of what I said. Pretty much it's a male-female thing.
You tell her for me that if one of the emotions that went through her was terror, that she's right on track. She's she's perfectly normal.
Come on.
She's
no
perfectly
terror.
Normal.
No. And again, it'll be in the book.
Okay, great.
Right. It'll be in my book that I write, but...
Perhaps we've already said too much.
Perhaps we have. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so... She's coming over tonight, and we'll see how that.
Do
goes.
You know what we're talking about?
I know. I don't know one thing.
Rob, go tell him.
Tell him what we're talking about. Rob, you know what we're talking about, right?
Yeah. Okay. All right. Go tell him. Turn the microphone off.
Right.
Because I know I have amused Buzz with it.
Yeah. I'm sure it's something I've seen. I just don't know what you're talking about
okay,
right
well,
now.
Turn off. In some way, I feel comforted that he doesn't know.
Oh, we'll turn off Buzz's microphone. Okay, now. Okay. Buzz?
Yes. Familiar. Yes, very familiar. Of course.
Are you both amused and driven crazy at the same time?
Yeah, both. I would say both, equally.
Yeah.
Well, you know, and that's kind of the point of it,
some
right?
of your most popular performance artists.
Right.
Like, you know.
And that's exactly what, you know what?
Carrot Top and Gallagher.
You found the proper heading. That would be, I would call that performance art.
Right. That's the point
it
of it.
It is performance art.
To shock and amuse.
I don't smash a watermelon. I don't pull props out, but it's all self-contained.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I can say. It's self-contained.
Uh-oh.
And hello, Joe.
Uh-oh.
Joe.
Uh-oh.
Be very careful, Joe.
Do you put extra items in people's carts?
Joe, that is so pedestrian. Are you kidding me? Get out of here.
I do that sometimes.
Would you get out of here?
That's Joe's thing.
Come on. Yeah, oh, that would shock people, wouldn't it? Hey, look, I'm putting a can of peas in this lady's cart.
Soap flakes.
Wow, she's going to be pissed when she gets to the checkout. No. Totally off base. It really can be done anywhere.
Right.
I mean, I know what a lot of people in the audience are thinking. You're standing outside the plate glass window, fully exposed.
Mike, let's not.
No,
let's not
we're
even,
not going to play that game.
No.
Let's not discuss.
We're not going to play that game.
No, we're not. I only brought it up just because.
You don't roll that way.
No, well.
Yeah, well.
I'd rather not discuss it.
Very good.
I'd rather not discuss it. But maybe sometime if you really get to know me, and I mean you, the home listener, and of course.
Get to know me!
There won't be a chance of that because I try to, you know, try to keep three spaces, generally speaking,
right.
between you and me.
Until the book comes out.
But at some point, you know. Maybe you'll be in the club.
Mm-hmm.
You'll be in my circle of trust.
Right.
Circle being the operative word. So, she's coming over tonight.
You are one complicated person.
So she's coming over, and I figure she lived through that. She made it through that initiation. It'll be fine.
Good.
It'll be just
fine. Oh, absolutely. You know what? That, to me, is almost like, I'm sure in your mind, on some level, that was a final test.
Well, yes, it was.
It's like a final exam, wasn't it? She passed.
Yes, it was. And, you know, really, as far as like, to be honest, there have only been two women in my life that have ever had that treat.
Exactly.
And they both reacted the exact same way. And I said, oh, my buddies love this. She said, oh, I bet they do. said, one time I did it in an airport. And she said, oh, my God, in an airport. I said,
oh, my God, one time.
But hold on. Listen to how I throw you under the bus.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Well, how'd you throw me under the bus?
She says to me, Adrian says to me, you did that in an airport? I said, oh, yeah. But I said, I think the time I did it in the airport, I think it's when Mike was so drunk that he was on the floor and he was spinning around like Curly when Curly dances on the floor.
That's the time.
It's always Dallas-Fort Worth.
Yeah.
I will never have a better performance than that airport.
No, you won't.
That was probably a different part of the country we were in.
On our way to Wichita.
That's where we are, because you can't get to Wichita by just going to Wichita.
No,
right.
No.
You got to go somewhere else to go to Wichita.
And you know what? When you're connecting through Dallas to go to Wichita, mm-hmm. you get drunk and lie on the floor.
Sure.
I sure do.
In thunderstorm season.
In thunderstorm, yes, yeah. I remember. Bumpy ride, right, Buzz?
Right. Yes, there was.
Hello there. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Don, Mike, and Buzz, I love you. Hey, Don, I have a quick question. It's a litmus test for you to determine the real comfort level of your relationship. Have you gotten to the point now where you can fart in front of her?
I think that was brought up the other day, wasn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, bad.
Oh, that's
I'm
okay. No, you're not a whore.
No,
don't
right.
worry about
fine.
It. It's okay. I mean, it's not
we
like
were
it.
Discussing the etiquette of post-love wind breakage yesterday.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Yesterday, the day before. I forgot when.
It's been nothing. I've not really pulled out the major artillery.
Right. I believe we came up with a two-minute.
2 to 3 minute
time limit. No matter how close you are, that usually is good etiquette.
Like forever.
You've got to do the obligatory, arm around, and then, come on. Go wash up so I can let this go.
Do you know what we've
got a rocket that's waiting to fire.
Because I really believe that in my entire life, I have never had a problem with something escaping during the middle of love.
Right.
Nope.
Have you ever had that happen?
Oh, yes.
Really?
Yeah.
To me, that would be just horrible.
Yeah, horrifying.
Yeah. You know what I'd say?
Horrible, but then, I probably would start laughing hysterically if it happened.
I said to Frida, it's a compliment.
I'm lying. I'm probably not. I'm probably not even being true to myself.
I'm relaxed.
Probably happened.
Just said I'm relaxed.
Well,
what do you
relax,
want
to don't do it,
When you want to get through it.
Right.
Just relax.
That is, I believe. Do you know, seriously, I think of that song sometimes?
Oh, no.
He's a fag.
No.
Hollywood?
Yes. Because it's true. It's good advice.
Do you really?
I've chosen the great R. Kelly classic, I Believe I Can Fly.
He's a fag.
So I'll tell you why I chose I Believe I Can Fly.
Yes, why is that, Clive?
The reason because that is the best way to enjoy the company of a woman is to relax.
Right.
To not be all,
it is
tense.
Good advice.
He goes to Hollywood, wanted to spend time with a woman?
Well, no, but do you understand the
I do.
Ass?
I
I'm
do.
Talking about the nature of the song.
You know what else he likes listening to? Yeah, I also like listening to Right Said Fred.
I like Right Said Fred.
Of course you do.
Sure. And I like Taco, too.
Oh, I love Taco.
If you know what you're going to.
And you mock my love of pop music.
And I like Murray Head.
One Night in Bangkok.
That's
Bangkok,
yeah.
Oriental City.
I like that.
How about Paul Hardcastle?
How about you? How about right here for you?
Paul Hardcastle was the song about Vietnam. Is a song called 19?
Exactly.
19. Remember it. One of those spoken word jobbers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, didn't care.
Hard to dance to that one.
Very hard.
The other thing that, I don't know why I'm telling you this, but why now? Why not right now? One thing that she has asked me a couple of times is, hold on a second. Here you go. Thank you, whoever went on the web and got
John
a picture of, John went on the picture and went on the web and got a picture of Garth.
Okay.
With the hockey stick that has his little head on it.
What does that mean?
And that is what Elliot Yamin's mom's head looks like to me. And I imagine it will be on a stick like that.
That is a good visual aid.
Now, can we put that up on the web as well?
I imagine he's already done it.
Right? Yeah, let's do that.
Boom.
Let's do that.
That is pretty damn funny.
Here's another thing, though, that I'll just briefly tell you that I find interesting that she's said to me recently. Was something like... gosh, even though we've only known each other so long, we get along well. I know she's building up to something. It's like, what? She said, I understand, number two. Okay, well, I'm glad you understand that concept. She said, but why, if you go number one, why do you always just shut the door? You want to watch? She said, well, I wish you would feel comfortable enough that you could just, leave the door open. It's okay with me.
Well, I think you're being a gentleman. Though.
Yes. Yeah. Well, I said, I don't think you necessarily want to see, you know, it's no great show.
I think women don't mind that.
Really? What, has Carla ever said anything like that to you? Because I know Frida.
No, she hasn't said anything, but I think that it's not, there's a big difference between two and one,
yep.
Because one is always giggly, kind of observe, oh, look what you're doing, because they don't do that.
Well,
so I think it's the curiosity factor. Would I be right about that?
I think you're right.
Would Marcia feel the same way about that?
I think so. It's never been requested, but it's never been...
No, it's never been requested, but it's always been kind of like, kind of a giggle and a look, and then I'm just like, look what I can do that you can't.
You know, my only experience, like I said, 25 years with one woman whose philosophy was, I don't care if you're washing your hands. Shut the door.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to see what goes on with you in that room.
Right.
And then, you know, Adrian said, well, why don't you ever just... She said, you could leave the door open. It's like, oh, please.
Well, to me, there's a huge difference. Because when you're doing that other thing, when you're doing the number two,
yeah. Right.
It's you know, you don't want anybody around. You want
no.
that's you know, get away.
Private
you know,
time.
You want just private time. Yeah, but right. Number one, I don't, you know, it's kind of a goof. You know, number one, you do that. You write your name in the snow.
Yeah,
right. Okay. Side of the road.
I still shut the door, though. You know, I mean,
do you think you'll always shut the door?
Yeah, well, I did with Frito. Shut the door with her too.
Okay.
It's a courtesy.
I mean, really, if you're that excited.
I mean, it's not like I'm sitting there putting on a show.
Come out on the.
Hey, I'm doing this now.
You know, and it's not like Frito wouldn't see it because occasionally, as you know, I'm fond of going off my deck.
Right. See, that's it. It's the freedom.
And
right.
Quite often, I'd be all the way at the back of the deck, and I would just hear the sliding glass door open. I would just hear like, oh, what are you doing, Buster? You know, what do you think I'm doing?
Somehow they always know.
It's such a wonderful privilege to be able to do that as a main.
So if she ever, you know, I mean, if Frida had ever wanted to see it happening, I mean, well, she knew it was happening with all the dead spots in her yard.
Yeah. People get so uptight about that, too. I mean, it's number one. Why do people make such a big deal about it? I mean, the fact is you can go anywhere. That's the prerogative. Yeah, because
you've
got
a guy.
I mean, this one lady, man. I mean, all I was doing was at a metro station.
Mm-hmm.
She all uptight.
Yeah.
Hello.
I don't get it.
Don and Mike.
It's not like I was going to electrocute anybody. I was aiming at the right track.
Look at New Orleans.
Hello there. Right.
Hey, Don, Mike, Buzz. Love you guys.
New Orleans, you got to be careful what you say.
I know.
Is a city being rebuilt. But before Katrina,
yes.
Smelled like a urinal.
Well, the Bourbon Street area.
Smelled like a urinal cake.
Yes.
That had been left out in the rain, to quote Richard Harris.
I love that song.
Below P level. Sea level.
Yes, hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, guys, love you.
Thank you.
Hey, you too, Buzz.
Thanks.
Yeah, Don, I lost my wife just a couple of months before you lost Frida, and I met a lady that my son set me up with to go teach guitar to, and I was letting farts in front of her, and the very first day I came over with the guitar. And
wait, hold on. You'd not met the woman before, and you were cutting them?
Yeah, I mean, I just had real bad gas. I don't know why it was. They were silent.
Well, don't you have any self-control?
I didn't think they'd smell.
People grieve in different ways, Mike.
Well, we got married a month later, so that's how Tom Morgan was to her.
Didn't put her
so
on.
So he was actually just sharing his scent.
All right. Good.
Bye.
Goodbye. Get out of here. Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Hello.
Hey, Don. Not only has my wife watched me do it, but she's actually stood behind on it.
Mm.
I think there's a fascination, maybe, with some women.
Yeah.
Mike?
I know somebody that might have asked that and said, why don't you try? And then I was rebuffed.
Huh.
Yeah.
Do you mean?
There was the giggly curiosity, and I said, do you want to point? Well, I'm very comfortable in my relationship.
Sure.
But then I was like, then I got the, oh, you're sick look, and then I believe someone ran away after that.
Was that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that was Carla.
Carla, okay.
So you're saying women are only intrigued up to a point.
Yeah. So you mean you actually stood there and said, do you want to hold the hose while the spigot is turned on?
Yeah. Yeah. I said that.
Well.
Now look, I'm not a pervert.
And then
I'm not a pervert. You're going to make this ugly. It was just one of those deals where I was being giggled at. I said, you know, and there's that natural curiosity that that certain women have.
Sure,
but then it was that I realized where the line was drawn.
Yeah. On the other side.
I have to stand up again.
Now, the other side is fine. The flip side is fine. You know what I'm saying? Because you're
No.
Because you're a fan of that.
No. No, you mean...
You're twisting.
You mean
this.
TS? No.
Not TS.
Like Rob's
joke. No, not TS. I'm talking about... You are uncomfortable with Carla touching that. I mean, not always touching that, but in that instance...
No, what I was saying was I had suggested that.
Or she's uncomfortable.
She was.
Yes, she's uncomfortable touching you while that's happening.
Well, I asked, however, and it was a joke. It was kind of said joking. And I was like, however, oh, stop it.
I just wanted, on the other side, you know, I mean, like, if you were laying on your stomach,
mm-hmm.
as you've already said...
Right. Well, that's my fantasy, too. To be honest with you, that hasn't happened. You know,
what, your fantasy laying on your stomach and have her just...
No, I've never said anything remotely close to that. What are you doing? Why are you creating this little scenario? You're making me out to be something horrible.
Didn't we have this discussion last week?
We had the discussion,
About butt touching.
But yeah. You're picturing, I think, something different than what maybe he was picturing.
I know he's talking about...
I'm talking about giving, not receiving, whenever I'm talking about that subject.
Oh,
you
okay.
Know, when I joke about the, you know, the S-O, the strap O...
Strap,
you know,
on.
The strap on, that's what I'm talking about receiving, but that has not yet happened.
Right.
How close have you really come to that?
No, nothing. Not come even on. Remotely close. Silly. of course not. Nothing's ever been...
Is there one in
never,
your...
Never, no!
Is there one in your bedroom?
Uh-uh.
What, how about in Carla's bag?
The only thing I can tell you exactly what we have in the boudoir that would be even remotely erotic.
What's that?
We have that lubricant that is warm to the touch.
Ah.
Ah.
Oh, I believe it's motion KY. Lotion?
KY warming lotion.
Yes, it's a mainstream
kind of fun stuff.
Get it at drugstores.
You know what that's good for? That's good for ladies like Gladys Kravitz.
Mm-hmm.
But in my experience, you got a dry, if you're an oil man, you've got a dry hole.
Mm. You know, for some reason, every woman I've ever been with has needed that. No, I'm kidding. I'm just kidding. I'm just joking. It's a little joke. Something about seeing me prancing around. Something about seeing the Buddha running across the bedroom. Ready? Yes, open the drawer.
Exactly opposite with me. I got all the towels down on the floor. It's like the toilet's overflowing.
I understand, Stud. You have to do that. Absolutely.
Oh, my God. Look at
you know, really, when it's time for you, it looks like the trunk on 24 they were going to put the Secret Service agent in.
Lots of plastic.
Way down the tarp.
It's like Poseidon. It's like just mountains of water.
You get done. Even beforehand, you can play slip and slide.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, Don and Mike. How are you?
Hi, we're great. Thank you.
I wanted to let you know that my husband also pees off the deck.
That I am going to be vindicated and that we have opened the door here. And, ma'am, I do not think for a second that you are the only woman that has done that. I think
absolutely not. And I've tried to write my name with it.
Practice, practice, practice.
Now you're thinking abnormal. I'm telling her not abnormal.
Sure,
well,
not abnormal at all.
The grass is really green from it.
Huh.
Okay. He has like this big circle of green grass right off the edge of the deck.
What's he eating?
To me, the only time you are going to enter abnormalcy is if someone becomes a target. Then it gets a little weird. Rob, you can put your hand in your... can put your head in your hand, but you know.
Just seems to me.
We've both gone to that website a couple of times.
There's a highly possible chance that if she was doing that, there'd be a drop.
Here. Oh, sure, yes. You're right.
A drop, I mean...
Yeah.
Yuck.
Yeah.
So you wash your hands afterwards.
That's right.
Oh, my God.
Bye!
Or wear gloves.
Oh, you common pump. You common pump.
I just want to say I'm so glad that we can address, even as delicately as we have to be, that we can address certain subjects again on this show.
Yes.
It's liberating.
It is liberating.
Because you know what? We always did enjoy talking about this subject, not this specific subject, but this general topic, more than anything else.
How we
Rob,
learn.
Do me a favor. Pick up that phone. That'd be Adrian.
Make that clock on the wall just go fast.
I'm going to call her cell phone now. Now, hold on a second.
How are you doing?
Uh-huh. Hey, you know, I don't want to put my girlfriend on the air because it's, you know, Freddie was on the air all those years.
Right.
But I would just like, would you just ask her
mm-hmm.
if her fascination is with watching or if she would actually like to hold it? Is she even listening?
Have you been listening? Okay, is your fascination with viewing or participating? She's giggling.
See? There you go.
No, that's but the response.
But she has asked if she can watch before. You know, Rob, this is a great in-between, because I don't have to deal with this now. Ask her why she wants to watch.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. She's like Frida.
Okay.
Run on sentence.
One could lead to the other.
Hey.
Good answer.
They tell her not with me.
Not with Don. Okay? Nice meeting you.
Tell her she's perfectly normal.
And you're perfectly normal, says Mike. Okay, bye. That was nice. That's the first time I spoke to her.
Yeah, you've opened the door here. You're going to get calls from women that are going to say, yeah, my husband, my boyfriend, whatever.
I hope your women don't bite your fingernails. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
that's all I'm saying. Not saying nothing. That's all I'm saying. I'm not saying nothing.
They're used to that.
There, I've said too much. Yeah. Let's break. Oops, I did it again.
I love quoting Britney.
I know. Check out our stream.
Oh, and can we just please cut that poor, big, pimply girl, Britney. My girl, can we cut her some slack? She's got the baby in the car seat.
Fine.
Okay, it's backwards, but at least she's got the baby.
She did it again?
Oops, she did it again. Yeah, haven't you seen the picture?
No, I've been in and out of chiropractic.
She's got the baby in the back seat of the car, and the baby is in a car seat. However, the car seat is pointing frontwards, not backwards.
And the only thing I've been paying attention to in the news.
Big news.
There's only one thing that's worthy of watching in the news, and that, of course, everybody knows that. It's Matt Lauer in Paris. Of course. Otherwise, I'm not paying attention to anything.
You're just saying that about Britney because she's with child, and you know what that means.
That's it. And you know what?
Barely.
Oh, all over. Okay. Wow.
Now, now we enter into a whole different realm.
That's natural, Mike.
It's natural for sustenance.
It's all natural.
Not natural for, you know.
Why do you think they call it MM? Why do you think so? MM, come on. Mother's milk.
Right.
Why do you think they do?
Isn't it funny how certain things can get you all oogie and certain things get me all oogie?
I know.
20-plus years, and look at how oogie we both each get it. I can't even talk now.
Okay, well, goddamn, did we even talk about American Idol?
No.
I think we did. I think Elliot is out. Mike, you think Elliot's out?
I think Elliot's out, and I would have liked to discuss what exactly did Simon do that made Paula jump the way she jumped.
When she really went,
ow! No, when he was doing, I think, where specifically...
Oh,
did he grab? I think it was a full-fledged goose, and that's why she reacted the way she did.
It may be, was it after she danced? Because I know after she got up on the table and danced, she commented that she had
two-sided tape.
Double stick tape that were holding her massive fake boobs in.
Right.
And maybe he was grabbing at her tape.
I'm not sure. I think it was lower than that.
Baby.
Because she jumped. She jumped very violently.
They're up to something.
Yeah, there's a lot of,
tension.
I'm sure she'd love to watch him go. And I'm sure she'd hold it, too.
Perhaps she has.
She'd probably do it for all three of them. Ryan, Randy, Simon.
And then she'd finish, or he'd finish, and he'd say, off you go. Off
good,
you go now.
That'd be a good porno, wouldn't it? Name of the porno is Paula is the Toilet. Starring Ryan Seacrest, Simon Cowell, and Randy Jackson. And as the toilet, Paula Abdul.
It was just all right for me. It's just all right for me, Paula.
Oh, God.
And everybody that gets voted off gets to come on and play the game.
Uh-huh.
Gets to play Paula is the Toilet.
Excellent.
And Alan's welcome. Oh, here she is, little Paris Bennett.
Oh, God.
Hi, Paris.
All right, stop.
Hi, Paris.
Jesus.
Are you more comfortable with adults? Here's Chris Daughtry.
Mm-hmm.
Here's Chris Daughtry.
That's more like it.
There you go.
Hold it.
Look at his back. It's Ruben Studdard.
Wow. Clay Aiken.
I can't find it.
No way.
Mm-hmm.
Kelly Clarkson. You want me to do what?
Yes.
Yes, I do, Kelly.
You'll do it and like it.
And you know, who they could bring back as a stand-in? Absolutely, anytime. Paula didn't want to bring be the toilet. Kelly Pickler.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, and standing in tonight as the toilet, here's Kelly Pickler.
Now that I've reconciled with my daddy, I'd be glad to help you all out.
Well, howdy, Simon. How do? Howdy, Randy.
Catch me if you can.
Howdy, Ryan.
All right. Here we go, you little minx.
Minx, I'm not even a, what is that, an animal?
She didn't know.
Now, exactly what does it mean, I'm the toilet?
We'll draw you a picture.
All right, time out. We'll break. We'll come back. And, we've got to check in with Lisa, the homeless lady.
And JT, Joshua Tree.
And Joshua Tree, who spent the night last night. We'll find out what they did in her office. We've got some cash for Joshua Tree for hanging out with her. And we'll see exactly what homeless Lisa did over the last 24 hours.
Good.
Okay?
Very good.
So we'll come right back, friends.
Number 15 Arbitron rated, The Don and Mike Show.
Why don't we let Jeff Greenfield have a go at it first?
No, let me have a go at it.
Go ahead, Dan.
I wish to say that we all look forward with great pleasure to 4 years of wonderful, inspiring speeches, full of wit, poetry, music, love, and affection. Much more goddamn nonsense. The other is that
you can't say that on the air, Mr. Brink.
Well, I'm not on the air. I was amused to have to read that Ross.
David, just let me just go in the chair. We are on the air.
The Don and Mike Show. How's it? The Don and Mike Show.
Well, two notes.
Yep.
About our girlfriends. Well, first let's start with Mike, because I know that you got a call, and I can tell it was...
Got a voicemail.
You were out in the hall with your cell phone.
I had felt the phone vibrate. I was had the presence of mind to shut the ringer off before the show today, which I normally don't do.
There you go.
And had a voicemail from Carla. She wanted to inform me that I was inaccurate when I was saying the fact that she ran in the other direction. She said that I might have forgotten that on a particular late evening that she actually had aimed the gun.
Oh, really?
And she wanted to say she loved it.
Oh, well. Look at that. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
That's a nice mental picture.
Isn't it?
Uh-huh.
I thought you'd like that. I thought you'd enjoy that. I,
Why do you do that to her?
I might have remembered things.
She seems so nice.
She is nice.
She seems so sweet.
She's very, very sweet.
I was just
passing that along. And
I think
it's perfectly. It's like the woman that called in. I think it's done more than you would realize.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. So you're guilty of that.
Yeah, I suppose I am. Funny, I didn't remember that.
Thank you for. Was that one of your?
It was very late.
What are your drunken night?
It was very late.
Yeah.
No other real condition after midnight that I'm going to be in.
And how about this? Now, you know, I've got a unique relationship with the three guys in this room.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? You know, Buzz has been my buddy the longest.
Right.
And probably really is the person that, in a lot of ways, I'm not trying to say I like anybody better. I'm just trying to tell you the differences in relationships.
Right. They're all different.
You know, talk about different stuff with Buzz. Mm-hmm. Buzz is like friend from way back where I can speak about things that other guys don't have a frame of reference
right.
on. So
right.
Buzz is a good buddy,
right.
trusted friend. Mike is like my brother. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Rob, as I've said, is my best friend.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a very weird, I've got a different relationship with all three.
Uh-huh.
I was surprised, and I wrote this down, when Rob, you know, my best friend, says to me now, when we go to break, he said, I enjoyed speaking to Adrian. You know, because I mean, I'm not trotting her out or anything
right,
for everybody
right.
to meet. And he said, and I wrote it down, he said, she sounded very happy. She was laughing and was very upbeat.
Uh-huh.
He said, I said, well, are you disappointed by that? And he said, well, yeah. And I said, well, explain this to me, and I bring it up now. Explain to me exactly why
she didn't sound like I expected her to sound.
Yeah. Now what? Because she was happy?
She was very bubbly and effervescent. I don't know. That's not what I had pictured. I had no reason not to.
Thanks, friend. You know, as I said, there's my best friend. That's why I just went through this entire thing saying, you know, he's the guy who's, you know, my trusted confidant and you know, my emissary for many years.
Right.
This is the guy who I really think of in real life as my real life brother.
Right.
You're my best friend.
Right.
Okay. Not that anybody's on a level
friend.
Higher than anybody else. But Jesus Christ.
It's not meant as a bad thing.
No. He says, I enjoyed speaking. I said, oh, yeah, she's great. She sounded so happy, and she was upbeat, and she was giggling. I said, yes. Well, that's not how I picture. Well,
no.
What did you picture? She's known me for 6 months, and already I would have beaten her down to the point where she's like, hello.
I'm allowed to hope, aren't I?
That's there. He's being honest. He's being honest right there.
Hello. Yes.
Yes.
Yes. I've asked him to watch.
much.
Yeah.
He's going to be happy about a year or two into the relationship. That's when everything stabilizes. But, you know, it seems to me it's very unique because you have laid these ground rules down.
Yes.
So you've kind of established things. I mean, he might be disappointed for a very long time. He might be very disappointed.
Not disappointed, just surprised.
Mm-hmm.
Again. Hold on a second.
What were you expecting?
Seriously. I mean, I'm not busting your balls. I really wanted to, because you said that to me, not on the radio. You said that to me in real life.
It's just not how I expected her to sound. And, you know, it's
what
like,
how did you expect her to sound?
Not quite so bubbly. I don't know. It's hard to say.
You know what it is? Can I be honest with you? I think I know exactly what it is.
Why?
The fact that she sounded bubbly and happy means that he's one step further away from what he's wanted, which was the townhouse with both of you. When Carrie eventually kicks him out.
I'm not Johnny Cakes and he's not Vito.
No, I don't think it's in a gay thing. He just wanted that. You know, he wanted his Batman room, and of course, he'd get both his kids in his ideal situation, and you guys would both raise them.
I just want a situation where I can sound happy and bubbly. And is that so wrong?
Might be it all the time.
You're funny, Rob. You're funny. Okay.
But I recommend to all of you, you know, let them hold it.
Hold it.
Helps a relationship. It really, truly does. And if they're going to do that, for God's sakes, have your act together so you remember.
Please.
Don't be a dumbass and tell a completely fake story about, she ran in the other direction.
She was very happy. She was bubbly.
Oh, thank you.
It's not what I expected.
What's wrong? Why can't she be more, I don't know, bitchy?
Evil.
Sullen.
Depressed. Demanding.
Hold on. You know, and again,
entitled.
Put her voice on the air.
A private consult.
Yeah. Just give me one second.
Right.
Hey, don't you think Rob's an ass? Yes. He too. Well, no, that's not going to be happening. She says that he too will be happy when. Well, I know not by yourself. Okay. Can you hear her through the phone?
I can't.
No, no, we can't.
Thank God. No. She's got. You know, I can pick him. I mean. Really? All she would have to do is open up the window and I could hear her speaking. I mean, right. She really doesn't need the telephone. Oh, did you hear that? No.
Hi.
Although, what was your response to Rob? Yeah, that if you spend time with her, you would be happy as well.
Wow.
Like
all right.
Yeah, well, that's not going to, that's why I said that's not going to happen.
I'll remain miserable.
Denied.
A group setting. Mm. Like what, counseling or an intervention or what? Yeah, well, but that's a private matter when I'm talking about Rob's intervention.
Not another one.
On several different levels.
Yeah. You know, I'm sorry to make you laugh. I'm sorry that you're happy with me, and I'm sorry that Rob is happy, that we are finally happy.
Rob is unhappy.
She says she's sorry that I'm sorry that Rob is
happy. Now I'm confused.
Happy.
Now I'm totally confused.
And it's her pleasure. Thank you. I appreciate it. And she says you can eat a big one.
All right, tell her to cheer up.
eat a big one. And Rob says cheer up. She'll try.
Okay.
Okay, goodbye. See you later.
Very nice.
Okay.
And remember, when you speak to her next, remember my message. She's perfectly normal. All those little curiosities, normal.
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 You're an ass, Rob.
Yep.
I love you. You're an ass. All right. So let's move on to Homeless Lisa.
Okay.
All right. Who is here at the radio station. The story on this chick is a couple of days ago. I know we've been on a good streak of getting effed up people calling the show.
Yes.
Right. Calling while they're enjoying some adult beverages. So she calls up and she says, I'm drunk and I'm homeless. I'm living in my car.
Right.
I start my job at Home Depot on Friday. We ask her to come by. We really don't think she's going to do it. As it turns out, the chick does show up. She's homeless. That's what this song is about.
Homeless.
Okay, so she comes down. We have a brief pseudo argument with the de facto general manager. And they decide that it's okay for her to spend the night in our office as long as a station employee is barricaded outside the door so nothing bad happens.
That's right. Guarding her.
Now, where is Joshua Tree, who did the guarding last night?
Oh, John.
Let's bring in Joshua Tree.
Joshua Tree, John.
Slept in the hall. Pictures on the website.
So here he is, and then we'll find out what happened with Lisa. Hi there now. Have you showered, son?
I did. I got to shower this morning.
Feeling a little gamey when you woke up this morning after your little night on the sleeping bag?
I could taste saliva. My hair was greasy, and the first person I saw was Jeff Hedges.
Oh.
Oh. Nice.
Wow. That's always a treat.
That's like a nightmare.
Good morning.
Here you go. There's from Mike, there's cash.
Thank you.
From me, of course, there's the incredible bouncing check.
Fantastic.
So run to the bank as fast as you possibly can with that.
Yeah, see, we pay in advance for this.
Thank you.
Now, we're paying Josh $100 a night to sleep on the floor and guard homeless Lisa. Can you tell us, what did you cats do last night?
Last night.
Oops, I'm sorry. There you go, John.
Last night we watched American Idol at 8. I'll never see that hour again. Then we basically watched TV until around midnight.
Now, did you guys eat the food that Mike's restaurant sent over?
Fantastic. Thank you, Mike.
Thank you more than
look around.
More than
cafe.
You enjoyed it.
Good.
Yeah.
So you watched TV till midnight?
Yeah, till around midnight, 12:30.
Well, that's good. All right.
I mean, I enjoyed her company. I had a nice time.
Good.
How did the evening end? I mean, did you break it up? Did she break it up? She said, well, I think that's about it. I'm a little... Or did you say, I've got to get to my sleeping bag.
I've got to boot
cold
it
tonight.
I mean, in a way, she can sit there and watch TV after...
All night.
You know, after you turn in.
Did
she kick you out of her bedroom?
Well, she was yawning and asked for Advil, so I sort of took that as a hint.
Oh, Advil.
It's time for me to...
And we'll have her here in a second.
Good.
So you watch TV with her for about 4 hours. You guys have dinner. You talk. She wants the Advil. So the door to the office shuts.
Yeah.
Explain to me what's going through your mind at midnight or 12:30, whatever time it is, when you realize that it's not a joke and that you're really going to have to sleep on the cat urine-smelling floor in a sleeping bag out front our office.
That's when the fun wore off. Right then.
Now, what about through the overnight hours? Did the skeleton staff allow you to sleep?
Yeah, well, that wasn't the problem wasn't that they wouldn't let me sleep. It's that I couldn't have slept anyway. I mean, you got the fluorescent lights on the whole time.
Well, is there any way you could knock those lights off, or you didn't know where they were?
Did we give you the sleeping mask?
He has a mask.
Yeah, I had the mask, but you know. I mean, the humming of the lights, and you can see through that thing anyway.
Couldn't turn them off?
And
the humming of the lights.
And you constantly hearing sporting news radio... Constantly,
let's meet us.
Hearing Jim Talamante give me the same sporting news flash over and over and over again.
Conservatively, what would you guess your total amount of sleep time was?
Good question, Mike.
I woke up and then fell back asleep every 15 minutes.
Oh wow. So
only three more nights to go.
Only three. You had mentioned something. We were speaking outside of the studio where you're curious about this woman. You said something along the lines of you want to get as much information as possible.
Yeah, I was saying I just want to learn as much as I can. For one thing, it's interesting to find out how somebody gets homeless.
Right.
And two, I figure if I'm going to be spending as much time as I am with somebody, I feel like I should know them well enough to win that newlywed game.
Right. I think that's noble. I think that's great. Yeah.
Without putting the cart in front of the horse, could you see yourself at the end of the week saying to her, well, we went through this experience, maybe we should go to TGI McGillicuddy's and have, some nachos?
No.
You've already determined that?
She's really nice, but she's just a different person. I mean, she lives all the way out in Warrenton, I think, or that's where she plans on living. So.
And did you, I'm not going to put words to your mouth, but I'm just going to kind of between the lines, was there something that you noticed that there's something that there's an unanswered, there are a lot of unanswered questions about her, right?
Well,
you tried to fish and she wasn't giving up a little bit.
Like, toss some of them out. Like
I tried to find out how somebody winds up homeless.
Yes, good.
And somebody who's got family in the area. Like, how does that happen? How does your family not want you in the house?
Well, I think she said that she has an effed up family, right?
Yeah, she had said that she's a bit, it's a bit of an estranged situation. But I would imagine that would cause me to pry. Did you pry a little bit more?
I pried as much as I could before I realized I think she was just kind of getting irritated with the question.
Okay.
And, you know, I got two more nights to go, so
yeah.
I'm in no rush.
Yeah, don't worry. Well.
And before we call Lisa, please don't tell me that you also think you saw a ghost last night.
Well, I didn't see a ghost, but I definitely heard something that didn't make me happy at all.
Really?
Yeah.
What was that, Joshua?
Well, what happened was, first I couldn't fall asleep because of the lights and all that kind of stuff, so I wanted to read a book. and I couldn't find a book, so the only thing I could find was the biography of Ronald Reagan.
Hey.
Wow, that's a good read.
That was a little dry.
Something left over from someone's office, perhaps?
Perhaps, Brother Michael.
Right.
So I'm reading that, and I'm trying to fall asleep, and I keep hearing these sounds of people walking around. So I come into the studio to see if the board off, the overnight board off Mike Sprouse, to see if he's still here. And he's in the studio. He's sitting down. He's doing his thing. There are no people in the building.
Mm. When you say sounds of people walking, like legitimate footsteps?
Like not, I think that's a footstep. That is a footstep. Whose footstep is that?
Upstairs, that downstairs, real. On the same level?
It was downstairs, but you couldn't really tell where it was coming from.
Oh, my God.
Now, Joe, here he comes. Here well, he's now. Our Joe. Resident Joe. Expert
Joe.
On this.
Joe, who maintains he's seen a Civil War guy walk through the wall. What, Joey?
Let the boy speak.
Okay, so, Joe, is this so far maybe matching up with things you've had happen? Did you hear footsteps?
Well, I had constant feelings of being followed down the hallways whenever I was doing overnight. So go ahead. I'm going to leave. I love it.
Joe's excited. Several
Joe
people.
Joe is excited. Wednesday, Joe. Mm-hmm.
So after I checked to see if Mike was still here in the studio and doing his thing and he wasn't walking around the
right.
office.
This is the overnight guy.
Yeah, the overnight guy. I then started to hear multiple footsteps starting to get in step together, like marching sounds.
Mm-hmm. Civil War soldiers.
So then I heard the marching sounds for about 5 or 10 seconds, then it stopped.
Come in, William Castle.
I love this.
The producer of this motion picture has a question for you.
What's the question?
Do you believe in ghosts?
Okay. So really like sounds of marching.
Yeah, it was distinct. I wasn't
like
well, it started like 1 foot just going, walking in a regular pace. And then
maybe they were
two,
bugs.
And then four.
Maybe they were little bugs that were on your scalp. You know, all the little ticks we have around the station.
You know, with all the thing about Lisa and being homeless, this still does fascinate me a little bit.
And wasn't there one more person other than Joe that claimed they'd seen?
Been at least three, maybe more people
really?
Who've heard things or seen things
it
in this building.
It should be pointed out that directly across from the radio station, and I'm going to go read it in the next break, is one of those old Civil War signs they have. Right.
Hold on. I'm sorry.
But that's okay. No, that's fine. That's
here,
always done.
Here now from her car in the parking lot where she's living during business hours. Here is Homeless Lisa. Hi, Homeless Lisa.
Hi, Don.
Hi there, honey. How did you enjoy last night?
Fine.
How did you sleep?
I slept well. I had a bunch of weird dreams, and it was really hot. But
you know what? Why don't you come on in?
There's no need. Come on in.
Josh, hold on, Lisa.
Hang on, Lisa. Hang on.
I just hung up on her.
Hang on.
Why don't you just go to the fire exit and get her?
All right, I'll get her.
Okay, thank you.
No need to chat with her while she's sitting out in the parking lot.
We can bring her in for a second. That doesn't break any rule of her being homeless. For
no.
her to come in for a couple of seconds.
I don't think for a second that Joshua Tree is making this thing up about the march.
He's not the first.
Really?
And I mean, I look forward. I'm going to look forward to the report about Lisa as much as I'll look forward to the report about the ghost.
Yeah, one bullet shot, JFK.
That's right.
This is the Fright Break. You hear that sound?
What's that?
It's the sound of a heartbeat.
A
frightened, terrified heart.
Joshua Tree.
Is it beating faster than your heart?
Yes, it is.
Or slower?
It's faster than my heart.
This heart is going to beat for another 25 seconds.
Okay.
To allow anyone to leave this theater,
they're
too frightened to see the end of the picture.
Now's your chance.
Picture.
10 seconds more, and we go into the house.
Get out.
Go into the
now
house.
Now or never.
Run.
Five, four. You're three. A brave audience. Two. One.
Here she comes.
Here she is now.
Hi, Lisa.
Homeless Lisa.
Okay.
First, you look nice. You look showered and cleaned up. You got your
Thank
hair
you.
Down today. You look nice.
Thank you very much. Okay.
What would you like to
okay,
get off
you,
the
you
chest?
Obviously, you have something to say.
No, just Joshua Tree is very nice. You know, I followed him around like a puppy all night because that's the rules.
Right. Sure.
And,
Go ahead.
You know, I answer questions to the best of my ability.
Mm-hmm.
And,
Was he too inquisitive for you, Lisa? Did he pepper you with questions?
Just, he was not content with any answer that I had to give.
Well, that's a good thing.
He said, so why is it that you're homeless? And I said, yeah, but why? And I was like, dude, American Idol's on. Let's just watch it.
You probably didn't want to wallow in your circumstances.
Well, no. I mean, there's some things that, you know, I don't know.
Some things you don't want to you want to keep to yourself, right?
Right.
Okay.
Did he piss you off?
No, he didn't piss me off.
Good.
Until just now when I was listening to him in my car.
Yeah, what made you angry? What did he say that made you angry, Lisa?
Well, no. I don't want to have nachos with you either. Yacht.
Oh. Hey, oh, that's fine. Wow.
This is good.
You know what? I'm hearing. Are you hearing the same thing I'm hearing?
No.
Might seem like it's tense, but it's not tense.
Sure. What is it?
Yeah,
it's a good tension.
No, we had a good time, we watched TV, and we were both very tired like old people, and we had a good time. But, you know, I'll answer questions. I'm sorry if I didn't give you the answers that you wanted.
You know what the good news is?
I don't know.
Is?
It wasn't like Jerry Springer in Don's office.
Three
you know?
More beautiful nights together.
You got plenty of time to certainly make nights. This right. Now, you strike me as somebody that might just clam up on old Josh here.
Keep
the lines of communication open.
It's her prerogative. He is simply her bodyguard.
This is true.
She does not have to date him.
She could conceivably shut the door on him and watch television herself.
And as a matter of fact, Lisa, if you like, he can be your boy toy, meaning, you know, if you say, you know, Mama wants some Slim Jims.
Mm-hmm.
He's got to go to 7-Eleven. You say, Mama wants some water. He's got to do. You say, Mama's got to go to the bathroom.
Doesn't
he
violate his prime directive, though? Isn't he supposed to shadow her?
Yeah, she would have to go with him.
She'd have to go with him and go together.
What that would mean is that she would have to get in the back of his car, sit in the back, in the trunk.
In the way back, yeah.
In the trunk.
Do you know, there's no reason these two crazy kids can't, you know, it's not like they have to stay here.
Right.
I mean, this is where they sleep, but they can, you know, perhaps... You know, every good couple needs a night out.
Well, now, you should know that we did give Lisa the prerogative. Excuse me. I just want people to know. We did give her the prerogative saying you're not under lockdown.
Right.
That
right.
If she wants to... Oh, now, don't touch her, Joshua.
I touched him first.
Oh, well, then excuse me, kids.
Sure. Not like that. I pushed him, and then he grabbed me.
Mm-hmm. We told Lisa, if you go squirrely, of course, you can get in your car and leave for a while, do what you want to do, come back. Just as long as you're here
right.
in the building... He has to be your protector.
Exactly.
Right? During non-business hours.
And he was very nice. He took me upstairs to get coffee, and I had a headache, and he took me to get aspirin.
Right.
And I got lost and disoriented, and he showed me. And actually, I just wanted to say, ladies, if you're listening, he's a gentleman. Every time, and it happened about probably 17 times that he opened a door for us to go somewhere, he always let me go in first.
Isn't that nice?
Yeah.
So he is a nice person.
He's trying to get in your pants.
No, I don't think that's true, but...
That's another reason you have three more nights to enjoy each other's company.
Very true. Oh, hold on a second. We have friends of yours calling in, I think. Homeless Lisa. Hello. Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Oh, hi.
Hi there. Who's this?
This is Amy. I went to high school with Lisa.
Amy!
You called yesterday, didn't you, Amy?
I didn't call. I emailed.
You emailed.
Oh, right. You emailed yesterday. Oh, so this is like a reunion for
yes.
you.
Yes, it is, except we don't have to go on some cheesy reality show.
Oh, that's right. You're on a cheesy radio show instead.
Oh, no, not never. This one. I love this one.
Oh, thank you.
So are you...
We grew up with Don and Mike. We were all Don and Mike groupies in high school.
Are you surprised that Lisa... No offense, Lisa. Are you surprised she's homeless?
Yeah, I really am. I mean, everybody kind of loses track after you graduate, but... I mean, she was a great girl in school, great grades, you know, good friends, hello.
What the hell happened?
Mm-hmm. What the hell happened? Well, I think that's what Josh was trying to find out last night with his incredible persistent questioning.
Well, tell us about
Inquisition.
You, Amy, your current situation. Are you living in some sort of sprawling mansion that might have a free east wing available?
I don't know about an east wing, but my husband and I are happy to offer a room to Lisa. In fact... My husband would like to get her a job, too, if she would like.
Well, right now it's the Home Depot that she's looking at. Do you got a better offer for her?
Well, he works at King Distributors, and they distribute Budweiser beer.
Oh, wow. Dude.
Run. Great, get it. Grab it. Really.
I know. That's
what
I'm...
Absolutely. It's goodbye, Home Depot.
I love you, Home Depot.
But you still got to stay here at least through Friday because you need a place to live, and we want to know what happens to you.
And I love that couch.
How did you... Yeah, hold on there, Amy. We'll leave you on hold so
you can
talk to Lisa. Mm. How did you sleep in our office?
How did I
sleep? I mean, did you sleep well? Did you have a comfortable night's sleep?
No, the couch is very comfortable. Mm. I had my sleeping bag that my friend let me borrow about a month ago when this all went down. And it was fine. I had some really crazy dreams. Don and Mike dreams.
Oh, dear.
Tell us your dream.
I don't don't really remember. There is somebody had red eyes. I don't know, but I had a. I had a. That sounds kind of creepy, doesn't it?
Red
but
eyes.
No, I had a. Had a very good night's sleep.
Tell us about your dreams.
I can't remember.
Buzz, I don't think that's why. So
oh, I thought maybe she
Buzz was doing
talking about me.
Buzz had the red eye.
Oh, Buzz.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Right.
No,
oh, because Buzz smoked so much weed. Okay, what?
Were they red eyes like bloodshot eyes, or were they red eyes like
demon
eyes?
Ah.
Oh, okay.
Right. I don't think it was you guys. I don't. Maybe it was Joshua Tree. I don't remember. But I had a lovely night's sleep.
Oh, my
and,
God.
At one point, though, there was some banging on the walls.
Oh, hold on. You heard stuff, too?
I did. But if he thinks it's, like, Civil War soldiers marching, he's, like, retarded because it was banging on the walls and banging. And I thought, okay, maybe the trash guys are here, whatever.
Can I make a suggestion? And would you humor me with this? If we have, like, a digital audio tape recorder?
Sure, we
If you hear something, Josh, could you...
just roll it?
You know, just roll tape. Maybe what? Both of you two, if you hear something, get him to
What did you
tape?
Think it was, Lisa?
Well, I just thought it was, you know, the trash guys or just angry employees hey, banging on the wall.
Look who's here now.
Look who's here.
Oh, my God.
This is a crazy place to
who's
be.
Here?
Look who's here now.
This is like a Broadway.
Everybody. It's, you know him, famous film star, Robert De Niro.
Robert.
Oh, he didn't
Robert
like that.
Mailman.
You've never heard that one before.
Yeah. There's Robert Mailman.
Oh, a big hug.
Now, Bob Mailman is really quite an exquisite chef.
Yes, he is.
Bobby, say hi to Lisa.
How you doing,
Lisa? Now, Bob, Lisa, in case you don't know, Bob is really, even though we kid him, a good guy.
I know.
Trust him implicitly.
Right.
What did you bring by today, Bobby?
Step up to the microphone, Robert. So we can hear you.
I bought some breakfast foods. You got some
apple cinnamon Cheerios.
Delicious.
Yeah.
Not open. Not open.
Not open.
You got some oatmeal in case she's trying to watch her weight. I'm
right.
Saying. And I'm kind of sad because I bought ham and cheese for her.
Yeah.
But I got hungry at the post office.
Yeah.
and I dipped. So it's still fresh.
Hey, you got the condiments and everything.
Yeah,
there.
The little hot mustard.
Ooh, wow.
And I bought her
some paper plates.
And we got hot soup.
Hot soup.
Oh, she needs hot water. So she can get that upstairs.
All right, very good.
And we got the stuff that I've been eating since I got my teeth pulled.
Chef Boyardee.
Yeah. And you don't have can opener because you can just flip it over.
Where did you get this soup?
What?
Brand name is this?
It's like
Paldo Hot and Spicy Noodle from Yuxiang.
Giant. Fresh lasagna in my car.
Yeah, and you brought a fresh lasagna.
Fresh lasagna. For
now look at this.
Is it dented? Is it
Yeah.
And hold on. What else?
His dessert: fruit cups.
Fruit cups.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Now, how would you, Lisa? How would you feel about having dinner with Robert tonight?
I would feel wonderful about it.
Wonderful.
That's not going to happen. I bought the lasagna, and I'm just going to leave it for her.
Oh, you don't want to stay and watch TV tonight with her?
I have to work tonight.
Oh, you got
to
work tonight?
Look, I got three jobs.
You got three
jobs? I got to go through the government.
Oh,
how much bling on today? Let me count.
About
one,
7,
two,
000,
three,
about
7, four. 000. I'm just counting the rings. One, two, three, four,
seven,
five. Six.
Seven rings. Gold chains.
7 grand.
You know.
Hey, you give it Mr. T for a run for his money.
Hey,
chain.
Started kid, but I just thought it'd be a nice gesture.
Oh,
you guys
have
done so much for me over the years, and I really, appreciate it.
Oh, Bob, it's
and
very
there is
nice.
Some damage control from my last appearance.
don't sweat your failed stand-up routine.
Thank you.
Thank you for bringing by the food for Lisa.
Yeah.
And maybe some night this week, you two could get together.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what.
I was just pointing out the noodles.
After
the
this bit is done.
Well, what?
If she needs, like, a night at the hotel, I'll pay for it.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, because, what was that movie where the white kid got killed? There was a Pass It On. Remember the movie?
Pay it forward.
You do something nice to somebody else.
That's right.
You get rewarded by not the.
Trust me, that doesn't work.
No, but you guys have been wonderful to me for the last 6 years. And
so much going on in here.
Entertained me so many years.
You're too nice, Robert. Yeah, now see, look at this, Joshua.
Fresh lasagna and garlic bread, and I'm bringing that in too.
Wow, that's very nice.
All right, well, maybe tomorrow night you have a party with Robert.
Okay.
Yeah, I might come back too.
All right, very good.
She's looking forward to it.
What? I have to say something.
What's that?
I didn't know homeless white women existed. So I had to come see for myself. That's one animal I've never seen, but she's beautiful.
Yeah.
And she really ain't got no reason to be homeless, if you know what I mean.
Oh, yeah.
You look at the right brother. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I got a nice condo, you know.
Here I was thinking he was just doing it out of the goodness of his heart.
Oh, no, it's not. It's all about his penis.
You getting a phone call, Robert?
I have to go.
Okay. Oh, you all have right. to go. All right.
Bye, Robert.
Thank you for the food.
That's his move, incidentally. He gets the cell phone call.
Very,
you know, very good.
Famous
like actor.
A can of Boyardee.
Mm-hmm. Robert De Niro. There he is. He brought all kinds of food
that
for you.
That was very nice.
All right, Joshua. He is going to be he will be her rival for your affections.
Robert?
Yeah.
It sounds to me, Josh, like you got one evening to kind of make this right, because the following night when Robert the Angry Mailman gets involved, you know, he is an aggressive lover. He truly is.
Yeah. Ugh. I'm not the town pump. I keep saying that.
No,
we understand.
You'll have a nice time, a nice night of conversating with Bob Mailman.
And you're going to follow up, Lisa, on that deal with your friend and find out if anything's going on with that.
Go on hold.
All right, that's good. She's going on hold.
She's on line one. Anything we can do for you at all? Are you set? Anything you need at all, Lisa, for tonight?
No, I think I'm okay.
Okay.
So thank you.
If there is anything, you tell Joshua Tree.
Okay.
And Joshua.
You know, Joshua, you do have a little cash in your pocket now. So if you two want to like take a drive down the street, the old billiard hall down there, grab a little cocktail, perhaps. You
especially
know?
Considering the standard that was set by Robert today. I think I can beat him.
Oh, I like that. Already a little competition. Very good.
All right. Well, Lisa, it's great seeing you again. You look good. You look good and clean. You look shower. I mean that's a
right.
compliment. You're a homeless lady living in your car.
Right.
You look good. Thank you for letting us see what it's like to be homeless.
Very good.
And we'll get back to your car.
All right, both of you, get out of here.
I'm back.
All right, see you later.
And bye, Joshua Tree.
Thanks, guys.
Bye bye.
See you guys. Enjoy yourself.
I got one last question for Joshua Tree.
Okay.
I was curious when the other DJs come in. Like, for instance, when the Junkies came in the morning and you're sleeping and you got stepped on.
Oh, yeah. Well, I got stepped on and I scared Lisa. I scared the Junkies. I scared their producers.
Did you sound like a cat?
Meow! No, I just saw them just grab their chest. Like, really, like, they got scared. But when the overnight board op came in, it was as if I wasn't there.
Oh, really?
He just walked over me like it was nothing.
Yeah, that's the work ethic.
He's used to that.
Board op.
Yeah.
I know that, if Mike and I were doing the morning show and we walked in and there was some guy sleeping in front of an office, you know what it would be? It would be, I'd say to Mike, you want to take the front or the back? It would be legs and arms, and it would be literally two, three, swing him in the dumpster.
Right after the dumpster where there would be waiting authorities. That's how that would work.
But record the Civil War steps.
All right, well, I'll get a recorder. Yeah.
And I'm going to find out about that, what went on around this ground here.
Give him that thing that we send Joe out with.
His mobile news gathering unit?
Yeah, give him that tape recorder.
Okay.
And if you get some real sounds, we'd be glad to hear them on the air tomorrow. Okay, now get out.
All right, thanks, guys.
Now get out. Bye, Joshua Tree. Bye-bye.
Thanks.
There he is. He's the bodyguard.
Right. Enjoy that lasagna.
For homeless Lisa.
Mm-hmm. And that lasagna will have a reaction. I promise you.
All of the pictures are up on the... on the World Wide Web.
Very good.
At DonandMikeWebsite.com. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, I was thinking if Lisa has to follow John everywhere, maybe she could hold it when he has to go pee.
You people.
Bye!
Just people. You people. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Can I talk to the guys about the Cavs Pistons game?
Yeah, hold on a second. You
just people.
You are talking to us. What's up about what game?
The Cavs and Pistons.
Cavs and Pistons. Oh, Cavaliers won, right? Aren't they up? It was Dallas last night. Oh, my God. San Antonio is down 3-1.
San Antonio's down 3-1.
Jesus Christ. That's a shock to me. Buzz, are you shocked?
Yeah, I'm shocked. I can't believe it.
You know what, Buzz? I know that this is totally irrelevant to anybody, but do you remember back in the Beth Ann McBride days when we had really awful guests on the show?
I do.
At one time, because we were friends with Mark Cuban, we were kind of friends with him.
Him I enjoyed.
We had this basketball player from the Mavericks on.
Yes.
And it was like, Buzz interviews this guy because you don't know anything about sports.
Not a thing.
Well, that young man's name is Jason Terry.
Uh-huh.
And last night, I mean to tell you, it with like 0.0 on the clock. Whoosh! Winning shot.
Game-winning
Mavericks.
Shot.
Knocking out the Spurs. Okay, now what about Cleveland and Detroit?
Oh, well, I think Cleveland to win the whole tournament. Do you think they'll win the series?
Cleveland, yeah. I think there's a chance that they'll win the win the tournament. Won the tournament.
They got to work on their full court press, though.
We'll see how they do against George Mason. That's good. If they beat Detroit, they play the George Mason Patriots next.
And whoever's got the running game is going to take the prize in this one. It depends on how they do in the paint.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Hey.
That's near the basket.
I was wondering during these days, is Lisa's daisy still fresh or is it starting to wilt?
I think neither Josh nor Robert have found that out, nor will they probably find that out all week.
Right.
Oh, and now with the food that Robert gave her, all she needs now is a bottle warmer that plugs into her cigarette lighter, and she can keep her Chef Boyardee warm.
All right. Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you, Idea Guy.
You've scraped the bottom, and some's coming to the surface.
Hold on. Before we go to break,
the Curious Georges are calling.
The thing is, the guy did kind of bring up sports, asking about the Cleveland series. I do have tape. Hi, Robbie.
There's a funny moment of Jeff Hedges versus Robert the Mailman in the hallway. Get your damn food props out of my sales area.
Wow. Is that what he said?
Yeah. I assured him it would be gone by supper time.
Oh, there you go.
So, anyway.
Just having a little fun, folks.
That's all, folks. As long as we're talking about sports, Jim Schwartz with you. Here's the tape. You know the guy that I keep talking about with the Arizona Cardinals, this guy Matt Leiner, who I think is going to be really a great quarterback. He fell in the draft.
USC or UCLA?
USC, but USC. He's the guy that's dating Paris Hilton.
Right.
And then I said, hey, hold on, this would be like a red flare that you would say, oh my God,
sure.
She's got cooties for Brian Urlacher.
Well, just like a party girl, it's a party boy.
Right. Here is Matt Leiner. This is from Sports Center last night.
For friends, the thing that I've learned is that you hang out with people, whether it's a friend, whether it's a guy or a girl. I mean, I hung out with Nick and their report.
Now he's talking about Nick Lachey.
Nick Lachey.
Again, now, let's hear this from the beginning. If I'm the coach of the Cardinals, and I think it's the great Denny Green, I got to think right now, I'm going to go to the GM and say, I don't know about this guy. Because, okay, he boned Paris Hilton.
Uh-huh. He's Hollywood. He's pure Hollywood.
Yeah. Mike, absolutely.
And he's too young to be pure Hollywood.
Absolutely.
Uh-huh.
He will break like, well, if I had the strength to break this pen.
Athletes are supposed to go Hollywood after their careers, not before their careers.
God damn, this is an indestructible pen.
It's because it's made out of plastic. It's not going to snap.
Yeah, right. Well, here he is.
For friends, the thing that I've learned is that you hang out with people, whether it's a friend, whether it's a guy or a girl. I mean, I hung out with Nick, and there are reports that, he was sleeping on my couch, but he'd never been in my apartment at that time, ever. All that stuff is nonsense, and I mean, obviously, if you see pictures, whatever, but I don't understand what's the problem with people hanging out.
You know what? He sounds like a bright guy.
Yes.
He certainly sounds like he's a perfect match for Paris Hilton.
There you go.
But they had stimulating conversation.
Again, now, the NFL give these guys their Wonderlic test, their IQ test.
Right.
Have you not heard enough right there?
Mm-hmm.
Again, and I'm a fan of the guy, but if I was running the Cardinals, I'd say, dump him.
Right.
Dump him.
Mm-hmm.
He's boning Paris Hilton. He's talking about how his best friend is Nick Lachey, and he doesn't understand why everybody is so interested in the fact that he's hooking up with Paris Hilton.
Mr. Leiner, come into the office. Yes, have a seat, please. Yes, we've listened to several of your comments. I want to remind you there's a fine football league up in Canada. We think that might be better suited for your game.
I like my quarterbacks a good old mountain man, Brett. Mm-hmm. That's who I like.
Real man.
Yeah, I saw him on TV last night. Brett Favre is so great because he's got almost the Amish beard going in now. He's got the no mustache, but kind of coming in on the sides. He just wears a ratty-ass baseball hat that I guess he's worn for 5 years. And they're talking to him after minicamp. And I love the fact that he just keeps dicking with people. They say, so you excited you're coming back? He says, yeah, I wouldn't be here if I was. You think this would be your last year? He does the thing where he strokes his beard. He says, well, you just got to take it. One day, I would really like to avoid it until the end of the season.
Mm-hmm.
And they say, so you mean at the end of the season you're going to decide? You're going to come back? And I'm watching this going, dude, you just put us through this for the last 6 months.
Right.
Just play the 16 games this year.
Play the game.
Just play the game and then come back.
And for the record, wealthy female socialites hang around with Greek shipping heirs. They don't hang around with, senior quarterbacks. It doesn't work that way.
And how old is Michelle Wee? Again?
16.
16?
I think she's 16 or 17.
I would take her to Tennessee. because I believe it's legal there.
Perfectly legal.
Yep. And I'm telling you, I would find out what the par on that hole is. I have never been as turned on by an Asian chick as I am when I watch Michelle Wie on SportsCenter. I think, oh,
God. She's lovely.
God,
lovely
God,
young woman.
God damn, is there something? Is there something about Michelle Wie? I mean, I know what it is. It's the entire package. I mean, and unlike who's the other?
The entire package of noodles.
It's the who's that? Annika Sorensen? Is that the?
Yeah, she's the Swede.
Yeah, I mean, she's a good golfer and everything, but compared to Michelle
Wie, has facial hair.
She's a man. I mean, she's Dick Cheney's daughter.
Right. There's another one. I forgot what her name is. There's another one on the LPGA. I think Michelle Glubus or Gulbis. She's making the rounds of
is
all
she the one who's
stuff FHM magazine. You know, we got a picture of her. She's in that FHM. She's in that. And she's a hottie, too. Yes, very, very hot.
I'm just telling you, Michelle Wie, wowsy woozy.
Mm-hmm.
Rob, who do you? Oh, Rob thinks the hottest female golfer is Nancy Lopez.
Yeah, her or Julie Engster. They're both hot.
Hi, how are you?
Rob is trapped in 1972.
There's Michelle. What is her name, Rob?
Her name is Natalie Gulbis.
Natalie Gulbis.
There she is.
Very nice.
How's that?
Look at this pump.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is an FHM. No, really.
Right.
She's a pro golfer, but the only picture is of her bending over
right.
to pick the ball up out of the hole.
Hello, darling.
Look at that.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Your garbage pail.
Garbage can.
Your garbage can. The garbage can. Oh, we got a break. When we come back, mm-hmm. I don't even know what the hell. What do you have for us today, Head?
Fat guy interview. Crickets.
Fantastic. How long has it been since we've done It's Raining Food?
Oh, I love It's
while.
Raining Foods.
It's been a long time, Mike. So you think you could put caramel in the insects? We're going to be talking to a woman. Oh, delightful. Puts chocolate on insects. Mm. I'm hungry just thinking about the prospects of the interview. Boy, am I starving. I really am. You're so much better than this and me. Because maybe I'm a little fatter in nature. I'm working on it, Paul. That's okay. Hey, Buzz, what's
that a picture you have on your computer now?
Oh, that's Michelle Gulbis. I found a more attractive picture.
Whoa.
Natalie Gulbis.
I'm sorry, Natalie Gulbis. Not bulbous.
I can't think of it now, because I'm starving. I'd rather have food than sex.
Sure.
Where's the honey, Junior? I haven't seen my penis since 1976. I love It's Raining Food. I look down at my feet and say, where are they? You gonna eat all that lasagna? What's all this sex talk? Let's eat!
We got a break. We'll come right back, everybody.
Number 15 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.
Did you ever suck the jelly out of a jelly donut and then fill it with chocolate swirl ice cream?
I like to stuff a jelly donut with Reese's peanut butter cup. Then put it in a warm oven and let the chocolate and everything melt into the dough.
Mm. How about peanut butter and jelly on a chocolate-covered graham cracker?
Mm-hmm. With thin layers of banana on top. Mm.
The Crohn's, they got chocolate-covered orange wedges. The juice just dribbles down your chin.
Junior, could I have just a drop of honey in this, please? Just a drop.
The wedge of the actual fruit is covered with that thick, dark chocolate. You know?
Oh, boy. How'd you like to stuff one of them in a donut? Mm. Mm.
The Don and Mike Show. It's time to make Stinky with Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
This portion of the show on Western One brought to you by Head On. Head On. Products are available without a prescription at retailers nationwide. Try Head On. All right, it's time for It's Raining Food.
Are you ready? I've always been ready when it comes to food. The topic today
You
haven't figured out the voice.
No, I haven't. As always, I'm like five steps behind.
I think it works.
I think it'll be. You just want to be out of breath. Heavy breathing is what you did the last time.
Can do. Let's call Sandra.
Oh, and Buzz will need the intro.
You guys have character names for this, or you Don and Mike?
Okay. Rob, you set up as what?
Don and Mike.
All right.
The lady that runs a travel service called the Adventurous Gourmet.
The segment is called It's Raining Food.
Right.
Good afternoon.
Stand by to go on CBS Radio in 3, 2...
It's raining food!
Live from the Westwood One Radio Network, Little Debbie Snack Cakes presents It's Raining Food with your hosts, Don and Mike. Now, here's Don and Mike.
Good afternoon. Today we're going to talk about exotic foods and grasshoppers and worms that they eat in Mexico with a lady that runs a travel agency that sends people to exotic locations to enjoy exotic foods. Hello, Sandra.
Hi, how are you?
Let's welcome, let me see if I've got your name correct.
Sandra.
Sandra Luz Pedregal.
Perfect.
Very good.
I'm impressed.
Have you ever eaten at Outback Steakhouse on a non-holiday weekend?
No.
Mm, it's wonderful.
So much food. What's your favorite food, Sandra?
What's my favorite food?
Yeah.
Besides bugs.
Oh, I have so many different favorite foods. See? I just have, for example, some shrimp ceviche, which I absolutely love.
What is it? Some shrimp? Is that where it's like in the olive oil?
Is it butter?
No, shrimp ceviche is shrimp that's raw, but basically it's cooked in lemon juice.
You don't fry it?
We like fried food.
Oh, I love fried too. I love fried crickets or grasshoppers.
Can I take this opportunity to thank the man that came up with the fried mozzarella stick? The art of breading a piece of cheese is the greatest thing I've ever heard of.
And when I've...
Really?
When yeah. I've...
Fried mozzarella cheese?
I've,
oh, oh, boy.
Riz...
You okay?
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking to Don. Hold on. You okay, Don?
Riz, my inhaler.
Give him his inhaler, please.
My asthma's kicking.
How many trips do you take a year to food locations? There you go. Thank you.
Anywhere between
I love
10 and 12.
I love the poppers.
Oh.
I love when you get
jalapenos
and the cheese.
Cream cheese.
It's so good.
What's your favorite kind of cheese, Sandra?
Oh, I absolutely love a Spanish dry cheese.
Spanish dry cheese.
Yes, it's very, very dry.
I'm partial to blue. And
really?
It's not spelled like the sky. It's B-L-E-A-U.
Mm-hmm.
I like cheddar.
Cheddar's good.
Cheddar, lots of cheddar.
If you try the cheddar sprinkled on chips, they call them nachos, but it's really cheddar.
I
sprinkled on chips.
I put a whole... What I like to do... Hold on.
A lot of melted cheddar?
He's taking a puff of his puffer. Hold on a
okay.
second.
What I like to do is take an entire slice of American cheese.
Oh, yeah.
For each nacho.
Oh, yeah. You can actually curl it over the nacho. Doesn't matter how small the chip
so
is.
Good. So good.
Do they have sweets in Mexico?
Yes, they do. They have a
Tell
lot
us of about them, please.
Well, you can... They make a sweet dessert, which is called ate.
Ate?
I love dessert.
I remember last week my sister
wonderful.
Told me that I was going to have an ate pack. You know, do you arrange trips to Cincinnati to eat chili?
Not to Cincinnati.
Oh, they have good chili, you know. They don't put the beans in it.
Once we were in Mexico, and we went to...
Hold on, he's getting excited. He's going to talk about Mexico. What did you eat?
It was when we had that donkey sex show.
Oh, yeah.
I had a burrito.
I was so hungry.
To die for.
Boring.
Thank God for
boring.
Thank God for Pino.
You're in Tijuana, yes?
I'm in San Diego, actually.
What about them fried crickets?
Well, fried crickets is food from southern Mexico. They're really, truly a type of grasshopper.
What do they taste like?
They taste like fried crickets. if they fry them in lard, they taste a little bit like pork, if you want to compare.
I like lard. I don't think you should fry in that vegetable oil. Lard tastes better.
Mm-hmm.
You okay? I have a deep fryer in my bathroom.
Do you have a deep fryer, Sandra?
A small one, yes.
Which do you prefer, a taco?
It's convenient.
Or a burrito?
A taco. I have a preference for corn tortillas.
Here's a trivia question that pertains to Don's deep fryer.
Okay.
What do you call a deep fried burrito?
A chimichanga.
Bingo! Bingo!
You know what that means? You said the magic word. Mm. That means it's time for us to have a chocolate eclair.
Let's go.
Okay.
Eclair time
for the eclair.
Here we are. Hold on a second, Sandra.
Give us a moment.
We will be right back with you.
Stand by.
Okay.
Stand by.
Good, good, good. That's it. Mine's gone. What about yours, Don?
Done and done.
Yeah. Do they have anything close to an eclair in Mexico?
You know, there's a lot of French influence in Mexico because the French were there for a few years in the 1800s.
Yeah.
And so they do. There are some French bakeries that make wonderful eclairs and Napoleons.
Hey, you know what my eclair secret is?
Don't tell her.
I'll tell her. I don't care. It's not a real secret, but it does make it better. You want to hear it, Sandra?
Yeah, sure.
Ask for double custard.
Double custard.
Double custard. Mm. Otherwise, you'll get mostly pastry.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm hungry.
I have to go to the bathroom.
When's your next trip, darling?
The next trip's going to be
10 minutes,
in,
I
probably
think.
In about a month.
Oh, you ain't talking. You weren't talking to me.
Do you only go to Mexico or do you go to other countries?
I only go to Mexico, and I only go to Northern Baja.
Northern Baja.
Yes, Northern Baja, Tijuana. Mm. I go to Ensenada. I go to the wine country in Baja.
I battle dehydration.
Excuse me?
I'm battling dehydration.
Could we get a Kool-Aid for my friend?
It's a constant struggle.
Kool-Aid.
I want to say, the Domino's XLP pizza is only really about 2 slices bigger than a large.
Is that your dog?
That's my dog.
What's your dog's name?
His name is Greñas.
What does he like to eat?
He loves chicken and rice, and he's a little bit more conservative on his diet than I am.
How about worms and tequila? Go!
No, the worms and tequila are for me. Well, the thing is that worms are not really in tequila, by the way. They're in the skull.
I'm so hungry right now. When's the last time we had a snack?
We had an eclair about a minute and a half ago.
That doesn't count. That was a secret word.
How about another eclair? There's 7 more in the box. Who ate the extra one? Go!
Too bad you can't pass one across the telephone.
Done.
I'm all set. That's two in the segment. We try to eat eclairs on the show. They're the best pastry. Don't you agree?
I agree. You like dogs?
Yes.
Hot dogs he's talking about.
No, my husky. You know my husky.
Oh, the one that's a little overweight?
He's 340. His name is Hambone.
Hambone the husky dog. He won't be pulling any sleds anytime soon.
He's a good dog. And don't forget my puppy.
Yes.
Little Jim London. He's my little pot-belly pig.
That's a puppy? I thought that was a full-size dog.
He's going to get big.
I thought it was a full-size pregnant dog.
He's going to get big like Daddy.
Do you like cactuses?
I love cactus.
Can you eat them?
Yes. Well, there's a nopal, which is a type of cactus.
Mm.
And once you you boil it, you cut it, and you can cook it with
cornbread
and chili.
Cornbread.
Cornbread's the answer for everything.
Cornbread works for me. They have that in Mexico,
cornbread.
No?
Yes, they do.
I have a 72-pound domestic cat called Whiteside.
Do you like tar?
Do I like what?
My friend is going to drop his chalupa.
Do you like Taco Bell?
Taco Bell, where are you on Taco Bell, Sandra?
I'm not crazy about it.
Mm. Right.
How about,
I prefer the fried crickets.
How about Don Pablo's?
I've never heard of Don Pablo's.
Taqueria?
Where is that located?
Taco John's?
Mmm.
What about
Anita's?
Not here in San Diego.
Okay. What's the best restaurant in San Diego?
I can't answer that.
I got it. Well, there's several very good restaurants.
In-N-Out Burger. In-N-Out Burger.
I love In-N-Out Burger.
In-N-Out Burger.
How about Carl's Jr.? You have them?
I like
Carl's Jr.
Mm. How many Carl's Jr.'s superstars do you think I could eat in one sitting?
Sounding like a superstar.
How many do you think I could eat in one sitting?
Do you know, Sandra, I've got a tip for eating a big burger. You know what the tip is?
What is it?
Remove the tomato.
I've eaten eight.
Unnecessary.
Eight superstars at one time.
Oh, boy, it's hard to breathe. They got the oxygen turned off in here or what?
Is it hot in here?
Jeez, I don't know.
I'm starved.
How much does it cost to take one of your trips?
Anywhere between $50 and $79.
Is breakfast included?
Nope, breakfast is not included.
Boo!
Where's my Doritos?
Ketchup is like a tomato in a pocket.
You don't want to get a pinch.
Remember that fried crickets are a little bit expensive because they bring them to Tijuana all the way from Mexico City.
Are you okay? Take another puff. Take another puff.
That's my inhaler.
Get his inhaler. We're talking with Sandra Luz Pedregal.
Last question. Have you ever sucked the jelly out of a jelly donut
and then filled it with chocolate swirl ice cream?
No, I've eaten the jelly out of a jelly donut, but I've never refilled the donut.
I would applaud if my hands had the strength to meet together, but they get caught where my stomach is. Would you mind if I applauded for you on my stomach? Let's see if the microphones can pick this up.
Sandra, you're a real trooper.
Okay. I just hope he's okay.
He's fine. He gets a little excited when we talk about food.
What's your website, Sandra?
What's my what?
Your website.
Your website.
Oh, my website's The Adventurous Gourmet.
The Adventurous Gourmet.
I'll tell you what I don't like.
What?
Vegetables.
Vegetables.
Yuck.
Will you send us a... Do you make your own food?
At home, yes.
Will you send us some food?
I will send you some food. Tell me where to send it.
No vegetables.
No vegetables, okay?
Well, cactus is a vegetable.
No cactus. It's
no
too
cactus.
Green. Send us something good. Send us some candy.
We like any food that's brown.
Brown and fried.
Brown and fried.
Or candy will do.
Okay.
Send us some, please.
I will send you some ate.
What are you going to send?
I'm going to send some ate.
Some what?
Some what? Send us an American thing.
Send us Reese's. We like Reese's.
But make sure that they're properly packaged so that they don't melt. We got that one time. It was gross.
And then we had to lick the wrappers.
So tedious. Are you hungry, Sandra?
I just ate, so not right now.
Oh,
in our next
that don't
segment,
matter.
We're going to be talking to our favorite Andes, Andy Richter and Andy Reid. Going to be all about Andes. And don't forget... A really skinny young man. It's very funny. Frank Caliendo's coming on the show.
We love comedians. And, of course, your tickets to see John Panette coming up at the end of the show.
He's super. Well, have you enjoyed your time on the show, Sandra?
Yes, I have.
Thank you for being with us.
Having me.
And bon appetit.
Same to you.
Happy eating.
What's for dinner tonight?
Yes, what are you having for dinner? We forgot to ask our last question.
Oh, what I'm having for dinner. I am going to go to a Spanish restaurant or a Georgian-Russian restaurant.
I go to the Spanish. They have more fried.
I wish I could go to restaurants.
Yes,
I
can't anymore.
In case you don't know.
Who got kicked out of the all-you-can-eat buffet?
I'm doing the show with the satellite ISDN line. Because I'm too heavy to leave my home.
But that doesn't stop you from getting the finest carry-out. I'd bring it to you myself if I could move better.
No booth can suit me.
Mm.
And they said on the airplane, you gotta buy 3 seats.
What a bunch of crap.
To 3 seats.
One complaining customer.
Forget it.
It's ridiculous.
Forget it.
To hell with you, Southwest.
Hey, good talking to you. I'm hungry.
I'm hungry, too. Hey, good luck, Sandra Luz Pedregal.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Bye.
How long was that segment?
14.
I'm tired. Oh, she hung up.
Yeah.
I got a blockage. And I don't know where.
Brought her back, Rob.
See how it went.
She stayed on the line. God love her.
Yeah.
She
sure did. It's amazing how people do that if they want to promote something.
She's worried about Don, though.
She is.
Aren't we all?
Hey, what was she promoting?
Hi,
I don't know.
Her website.
Mike Show. Thanks for coming on with us. Yeah, he's fine. He's fine.
See? I told him.
How do you think it went? I do, too. We enjoyed it very much. We'd like to have you on again sometime. And good luck.
Men just want to tell her how heavy we are.
Our website?
Ask her to guess our weight, combined
would you
weight.
Like to guess their weight?
Because our combined weight is over 800 pounds.
800 pounds.
Tell her she. Hold on, come back on the air and win a prize.
Would you like to come back on the air and guess their weight to win a prize? Okay, hang on. When you hear voices, you'll be back on the radio.
She's in.
We forgot. Here's the prize.
Yeah, we always have the guess our weight. Because really, we're not embarrassed by it. That's the thing. People shouldn't be embarrassed by their weight, and that's what we promote on this raining food.
Now, for $1 in fried chicken, for every pound, how much do you think our combined weight is as of this morning?
We will actually give you the winning prize if you're within 200 pounds either way.
Combined 456.
Oh. You better get your multiples by two.
I weigh 402.
And I have just hit the scales this morning at a whopping 414 pounds.
I'm jealous. Wow. I'm jealous.
That's right. And I'm still wearing the pants that I got married in.
Cool.
Even though you didn't win, we have...
You okay?
Oh,
come on.
Month's worth of free iced coffee for you at Dunkin' Donuts.
Enjoy your iced coffee.
Get the refreshing left you need to beat your best also. But walk with the Dunkin' Donuts iced coffee. Dunkin' Donuts, America runs on Dunkin'. Spice me.
Stand up.
Mary.
Sit up. You're strangling yourself again.
Mary.
Daytime apnea. Daytime apnea.
Thanks for being on the show.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you, love.
Hold on,
bye-bye.
Please.
Bye-bye.
Hold on,
darling.
Please. Be love.
Man, I could eat her right up.
When we come back,
she's a nice cookie.
You
all right?
You can do this.
Constipation. That's our topic.
Constipation. How to free yourself of the demon.
Oh, she's still on the phone.
Put her on hold.
She's on the phone.
Lovely lady.
Yes.
She's nice.
Very nice.
Real nice.
Very nice.
I'd love to take her to dinner. I wasn't housebound.
We're both housebound.
It's okay. As long as we can hear the phone. It's not under us.
Under our big, gigantic, 400-pound asses. Our rolls of ass.
I lost the remote for 4 hours last week.
I kept saying, leave it on Channel 5. And every time you roll over to get something to eat, it changed to Channel 9.
But I don't care.
How fat we get? No one is taking away our mini bikes. Or our cowboy hat. Keep the mini bikes, I said.
Robbie?
Yes?
Where's my Velcro shoes?
You must have threw them again.
Leave the mini bikes in the garage.
They're hungry. Jesus, I'm starving. Hurry break?
Do.
Okay.
Where's Robert's lasagna?
Number 15 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.
Hi, I'm Troy McClure. You may remember me from such nature films as Earwigs, Ooh, and Man vs. Nature, The Road to Victory. In a few days, our eggs will hatch into nestlings like these over here.
They look awfully hungry, Mr. McClure.
They sure are, Billy. In nature, their mother would regurgitate food for them to eat.
That's gross.
It sure is, Billy. It sure is.
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Hi, Ed.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's Don and Mike.
We're great.
They're great.
Nightmarishly elastic. The Don and Mike Show.
Uh-huh. Let me see, what's the update you need to know? Well, Lisa, the homeless chick, is currently in the parking lot. She's sleeping in our audio. She's sleeping in our office. And Joshua Tree is on night number two of sleeping in the hallway. Right. Pictures of all of this on our website, DonandMikeWebsite.com.
Tonight they will be enjoying Robert's lasagna, and then who knows, we kind of push them in the direction of maybe going out for a little drinky-poo later on.
So we'll see what happens. This is Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, a soundboard or a real person?
I'm
Sounds like a soundboard.
Sounds like a bad soundboard.
Yes, it does.
Not well connected.
Cello.
I'll be getting every month.
Okay.
Well, thank you!
All right, bye-bye. Remember, it's the major leagues. When it comes to soundboards, major leagues.
The show. It's the show. You want to stay in A-ball? You know, you got to get yourself the good equipment.
You know, you just had a cup of coffee in the majors. That's what you just had, you son of a bitch.
I love that expression.
You son of a bitch.
Exploding fastballs.
And not to turn this into a stupid sports talk show, but boy, did I love watching SportsCenter. Did you see Barry Bonds up last night in Houston?
No, he didn't do it, right? No. He didn't get the Babe Ruth mark last night?
Here's the deal. You know, he's one away from tying Babe Ruth.
And having a terrible time getting there.
The guy, seriously, it's like, it couldn't hit a pinata if it was right in front of him.
Exactly.
Although, as I'm watching, because ESPN...
And he's getting mad about it, too. He's getting angry.
Yeah. ESPN is breaking in for every single at-bat.
Right.
Well, I'm watching, and they're playing Houston at that park that we went past, that Minute Maid Park. And the first one, either the first or second one, I mean, it is a blistering base hit. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, all right, it made good contact. Second one, boom, all the way to the warning track. I mean, it looks like when it starts to leave his bat, they say, this is it.
Do they get all phony excited, too? Here it goes. Yes, it's going back there.
Listen to this. As it looks like it's going out, the crowd starts to boo. Now, the Astros guy catches it. So that's his second at bat.
Maybe he's trying not to hit one out on the road.
His third at bat, again, he gets good wood on the ball.
Right.
Nothing happens. Fourth at bat. The guy gives him some chin music.
Yeah.
Then he gives him a little more chin music where they actually think he was hit by the pitch.
Right.
But as it turns out, he just hit the bat, like by where his wrist is.
Right.
Both. The next pitch, the guy just leans back and throws right at Barry Bonds, hits him right in the small of his back.
Whoa!
And you hear the crowd erupt. They are thrilled.
Oh, right.
The ump comes out, and the ump comes out, and right away he points to the pitcher. And you know, when the ump comes out,
did he throw him out?
Yeah, he points at him. He goes, "You're out of there!"
Oh wow, that's a good deal.
And then they show the fans in Houston, and the announcers are so funny. This is really a sad indictment. Hey, Rob, give me like a crowd going crazy. Do we have that sound? That sound? I mean, not a booing, no, but cheering. Yeah, something like that. Okay. So if
there's
like,
some sick, sick people.
So it's like... This is an awful moment in Houston history. Look at this picture. He's getting a standing ovation now. So they give the pitcher a standing ovation.
So is, wow. Did they infer that the pitcher really was doing that because he's against what Barry Bonds is all about? Because I haven't heard of that yet.
Here's what they said. They said the pitcher's wife is sick. Oh. And that the pitcher's wife was in the hospital. Now... I'm not sure if it's the same pitcher that...
So he's not in the game, he's distracted or something like that?
Something like that, but, I mean, wouldn't you just...
I mean, that's one thing about baseball, you can never, ever really prove it. I mean, it's certainly obvious when a guy throws at somebody. I mean, Pedro Martinez did it for years, but they really never can prove it. They really can, and it's common knowledge.
Barry Bonds is plunked in the right shoulder to end a wild at-bat against Russ Springer. With the slugger leading off the fifth inning, his first pitch sailed behind his back, drawing a warning from the home plate umpire. Next four pitches were all inside, one that hit his bat handle on the third for strike one. The fifth pitch hit Barry Bonds as he turned to protect himself. That's when he got ejected. And the Houston crowd gave Springer a standing ovation.
Wow.
Guys.
I'm ashamed this happened in my hometown.
Hey, guys.
Over the line, guys.
Hey, guys.
Not good here in Houston.
Guys, it's Jim Nance. My dad. I got to be careful. Are we going to have Nance on the show this year?
Oh, yeah.
Sportscaster of the year, guys. I should point that out.
I guess I won't mention. My dad's in a hospice in Houston. And I want you to know something. I send the money. Okay? Guys, I can't make it there, guys. I can't make it.
Frustrated, guys. Thanks for the award, Sportscaster of the Year, Jim Nance. Really a shame with that pitching performance in Houston, guys.
The reason this is such a goof is, if you remember, when Katrina was wrecking havoc, I always say wreaking havoc.
Wreaking havoc.
I've heard it both ways.
Yes,
I've
really?
Heard
is that one of those wonderful words where you can say it both ways?
I've heard it both ways. But when it appeared that Katrina was maybe going to hit Houston.
Turning towards Houston, guys.
Do you remember... Jim Nance's dad was there, and we were having a serious discussion with him about his dad and his dad's welfare.
So you going to be down there, Jim? No, I'll be in Connecticut. And then, we ran with it after that.
I mean, you know that Jim Nance is richer than Jesus. He's got every dime that he's ever earned in his life.
I'll be in Connecticut. The way he was talking, we thought he was actually down in Houston. No, I'll be in Connecticut.
I'm thinking about my dad, though, guys.
Yes, everything fortunately turned out for the best.
Guys, over the line talking about my dad, guys.
Way over the line. That's it. We are through.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi.
Hey, you got a mention out here in Sacramento on the local news this morning.
Local TV news?
Well.
Yeah.
Well, kiss my ass and call me Charlie.
Was it Mark S. Allen?
No. It was on Channel 3, Walt Gray. He was interviewing that guy from that NBC show, the pervert show.
Oh, hold on. As long as you are mentioning it.
Another great one tonight. Tonight was amazing.
And they're interviewing...
I promise I'll let you finish. I want to get this out because it was important. Chris Hansen from NBC News has been... He does not do a ton of pub for this show, for this Dateline Predator show. Nice enough to call today, again to say he can't come... He's nice because he calls to say he can't come on the show.
Yeah, we always ask to, we can get him on again.
But he appreciates the promotion. Uh-huh. And the one to watch for tonight is the man that walks into the house totally naked.
Oh, my God. I saw this on a promo, and it looks, one of the earliest episodes, and I say episodes like it's entertainment, but one of the earliest segments on Dateline is when he was standing there sitting on the kitchen table stool. And this time, a guy, it looks like he's standing right in front of the door when Chris Hansen opens the door and says, what are you doing?
So anyway, Chris Hansen will either be on the show tomorrow or on Friday to talk about this.
Oh, good.
But again, he called to say, thank you for the promotion. And we said, are you kidding? The show's great. And he doesn't want it hyped up like, this is going to be a crazy one.
Right.
But he did mention in passing, you got to see the guy that walks in totally naked.
The good thing that's coming out of this, and, really, I think a lot of schools, I know the school where my kids go, they brought in an agent to talk about the internet safety. Mm-hmm. I know that I've even had a discussion with my ex-wife about, the computer and, where it is in the house and what they do. And I think a lot of parents are doing this. In large part, this has made parents more aware of how many creeps there are.
That's
really, the thing that parents don't realize is that...
Joe.
even if you're in the kitchen, you know, and you're hanging around, they can have access and
very quickly.
I saw it was a public service announcement that came on, and they had all those little LOL code words for mom and dad looking over my back, and it's just everybody's becoming more aware of it, and I think that's a good thing.
Anyway, Chris Hansen is a good reporter, and he's got some balls, and it's a good one tonight, and it's a fine line for him because he wants to promote it,
right?
But he doesn't want to whore it out. So that's what we're trying to do is just, you know, say
mention it.
And the thing,
I hope he runs out of material someday.
The thing that's going to kill him tonight is that it's a one-hour American Idol.
Mm.
And they're going to stretch it and stretch it and stretch it.
Mm-hmm.
And probably the way it's going to work out is when Elliot gets voted off will probably be like at 5 till 10,
right,
about the time that the naked guy is showing up. So, you know, do what you've got to do with your TiVo to make it happen tonight. Anyway, it's a great show. Enough about that. We were mentioned on the news in Sacramento. For God's sakes, tell us immediately. This could make our careers.
Anyway, they're interviewing him, and as they're getting ready to say their goodbyes, Don and Mike says, oh, and by the way, I love your work on the Don and Mike show. And he just smiles and says, thanks.
Who is it now? Who is that? Was that Chris Hansen?
Yeah, the Walt Gray guy is a local news guy.
So the... Hold on.
Yeah.
The great storyteller. Do you mean the anchor man actually said to Chris Hansen, I love your work on the Don and Mike show?
Yeah.
Okay. See, that's the second time that kind of thing has happened out there in Sacramento. Remember when they spoke to Larry King?
Yeah.
Remember the anchor guy out there?
Right. Hey, Rob, pull that tape. That's better, though, because even though the guy Chris Hansen is not on the air today, from what NBC tells us, he's not out doing radio, promoting this thing.
Yeah.
I mean, as a matter of fact, when he called the office today, Rob was telling me, he said something like, I don't know how much of this is on the QT, but I don't care telling you. He said something like he felt uncomfortable they had him on the Today Show today.
Yeah.
And that he felt very comfortable on our show.
Hey, how about that?
So anyway, he apologized for not coming on and also said, like, can you mention it, but can you not mention it in a way that sounds like, you know, hey, watch this story. Anyway, he's a good guy. Thank you, my friend.
Okay.
See you later. Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Goodbye to you. While Rob looks for that, you got it?
No.
Okay. Never mind, because I got something else I got to bring to your attention.
Ah.
You must have flipped your raspberry, Joker.
That's right.
I must handle this in my own way. Don't be shocked by anything that happens.
You know I love Batman.
Yeah.
You know I love the TV Batman.
Right.
You know the whole deal. You know I've got all the uniform. You know I've got the cowl.
You have the vintage cowl.
I've got the Batman, the TV cowl. It's under glass in my house. I've got the William Shakespeare head that you lift up and turn the switch on.
Right. You don't have a Batmobile, though.
I do. Well, not yet, Mike.
Mm, you will someday.
Not yet.
You will.
Holy rectal. Holy rectum.
Oh.
Holy rectal discomfort.
Uh-oh.
This is bad news for people like me who love Adam West.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Adam West.
What's happening?
We got a press release today.
What's happening?
Mikey's got a cherry new gig. He's really got a cherry gig.
What's he? Who's he the spokesperson
for? He's a spokesperson for something called BPH.
BPH?
Benign prostatic hyperplasia.
The hell is that?
What this is a symptom that causes uncomfortable changes in a man's urination cycles.
Huh.
Meaning if you go frequently or you have urgency, hesitancy.
Is that like a fancy word for an enlarged prostate?
Yes. If you have a feeling that your bladder is not empty, if you have the weak stream, which is why a lot of guys have to go all night long.
Right.
Adam West is the new spokesperson for this. Oh, and
wonderful.
And here is his quote in the press release.
Okay.
This may be surprising to my fans.
Of course, Bruce.
But even superheroes have to deal with health issues like BPH.
Sure.
And then he says, Batman has BPH.
So Batman has an enlarged prostate.
Now, I don't know if he's speaking about himself, Adam West, or if he's speaking about his...
Commissioner Gordon?
His character.
Well, you know.
But,
this is Bruce Wayne, millionaire philanthropist, of course, Bruce. And Batman and Adam West.
Hi there.
I never listened to Don Geronimo and Mike O'Meara.
I love you, Batman, and it's too bad you can't pee anymore.
The best line in the press release was, let's unmask this problem.
Oh, no.
So when do we get him on the show? Next week, maybe?
We've been in touch with his people.
Alfred, you're going to be in there all day.
He needs to free up a 10-minute segment away from the bathroom. So
I know that maybe you've heard this. It'll be on Entertainment Tonight.
Right.
I just want to make sure we get a leg up on this story. Paul McCartney and the one-legged girl.
Right.
By teats up. That's it. It's over.
Wow.
Now, remember, it was a couple of weeks ago that Paul McCartney was threatening to sue, is it the Sun tabloid in London for saying they were breaking up?
You know who broke me the news today?
Who?
And it made me want to puke. Ann Curry in her perfect sad voice.
Her doe eyes.
Oh, God. Man. So sad. Super sad voice. And she's doing her transition to Matt Lauer in Paris. And we're all very sad today.
You don't need to hear that.
Well, here's the thing about Paul McCartney is that... you know, Frida and I used to always, you know, not that that we're famous like them, but we used to look at them like, you know what, Paul and Linda McCartney are like together for life.
Mm-hmm.
And I would even say when Frida's on the show, when she used to be on the show sometimes, you know, and when douchebags would call and say, your wife sucks, why do you have her on the show or whatever, she would hear that. I would go home and get mad. She would laugh and she'd say, oh, I'm like Linda McCartney singing in your band. You know, it's like, what, Rob, I'm trying to say something here.
I know, you don't have to read it.
Yeah, but you put it right in front of me. Mike, she's hopping mad. Last Christmas he...
That's not funny, Rob.
Last Christmas he bought her a new leg, but it was just a stocking stuffer.
Oh, no.
All right, Jackie. You know, that's great,
she's
Jackie.
She's hopping mad.
Just wait until I finish with the with the part about why I think people are reacting
right
way. Mm-hmm. That we looked at those two, and we said, there's a couple. You know what? She loves him. He loves her. Devoted together forever.
Linda, you're talking about.
Linda, right.
Because the other one I never thought was good for him. I had her pegged a long time ago.
So then Linda never mind. Linda passes, and yeah. Anyway, I'm surprised that he's getting a divorce. That's all.
Yeah, we all are.
He seemed like the guy, like me, he seemed like a guy, you know, be lost without somebody.
Right. Yeah, and but he did get together. What are they, 4 years they were together?
I don't know.
I was pretty stumped when he got married again.
I know. All right, well, I'm sorry. Being serious. She should sue, though, because he doesn't have a leg to stand on.
There you go.
Okay, you happy now?
We got them all.
One more. Hey, one more thing we got to break. Mike, the news is hepatitis C.
Oh, I'm amped up for that.
4 million Americans now have hep C.
Really? Is that the bad one?
Mike, hold on a second.
Yeah, there's a good one. There's a good one and a bad one, Rob.
Hepatitis C attacks the liver.
That's the bad one.
Right. The worst.
Now, I have a quiz for you. I have a test for you.
What do you have for me, Donald?
10 celebrities. Rob gave me this quiz today. I think I got 9 out of 10.
Yeah, you did very well.
I aced it. This game is just for Mike. Please buzz. No participation.
Okay. I'm ready.
Do these celebrities have hepatitis C?
Okay.
Naomi Judd.
Yes.
You are correct.
Mm-hmm.
Keith Richards.
Yes.
Ow! Damn it!
Mario Lopez from Saved by the Bell.
Yes.
Evel Knievel.
Yes.
Ernest Hemingway.
No.
I got that one wrong. Good for you. I thought Ernest Hemingway had everything. David Crosby.
Yes.
Larry Hagman.
Yes.
Pauly Shore.
No.
Dr. Kevorkian.
No.
Oh. And finally, Peter North, a.k.a. the North Pole, the guy, the porn star.
Yes, I will say yes. Oh, he doesn't have it.
He does not.
That was a trick. That was a trick throwing a porn star in there.
Yeah. What? How many did you get?
You went 6 for 10.
6 for 10.
60%.
Pretty good. 6 for 10. I went 9 for 10.
Man, well, I did better on the peg leg jokes.
Okay. You killed all the peg leg jokes. You're king of the peg leg jokes, Mike. Are you kidding me?
I like that. I do.
Oh, and hold on. What else is this? You know what? We could do a whole thing tomorrow on this. For God's sakes. They grew up Meadow Soprano.
Yeah.
You know who her new boyfriend is?
No.
Read in the tabloid today because there's a picture of them. Marty Bass. I'm sorry, Lance Bass.
Lance Bass?
Lance Bass.
Oh, the astronaut.
Who, of course, is related to Marty Bass from Channel 13 in Baltimore.
Wasn't she married to her manager for a while, Meadow Soprano?
She was, but they are now divorced.
Lance Bass, that's not right. I didn't understand why. Why is she taking up with Lance Bass? He's not even the public eye anymore.
He was in NSYNC. You see, we only like this because there's a guy in Baltimore named...
Marty Bass.
Marty Bass, guy gives human interest stories and the weather sometimes. He's our regular pal in Baltimore, Marty Bass.
So his nephew, Lance Bass, is dating a girl from The Sopranos.
He's a good friend of Don Scott with all that bad skin. Covered by a beard. Still on the air.
Good news for you, Baltimore. Tomorrow, it looks like a whole segment of bassing.
Yay. Hello, Morty Bass, Lance Bass, the whole bass catching bass.
Go bass fishing. Mm-hmm. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Key Rice, we got a break. Hello.
Good. This is like, whoever turns out to be Paul McCartney's third wife, you know, she certainly got a leg up on number two.
Now see. Okay. Late to the party.
Bye.
You just wanted to play incredibly selfish.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike. Calling out Adam West.
Yes.
And his BPH.
Yes, what about it?
It actually is a very common thing to happen. I'm actually in the medical field. And not only does Adam West have BPH, he picked a second-rate drug to sponsor. Flomax is the market leader.
Hold on, miss. Aren't you waiting for Rush Limbaugh to call you to go doctor shopping?
What are you, a medical supply guy? Is this your competition or something like that?
You're calling in to get a plug?
Man.
Please.
I'll help you drink out of a bad faucet.
Are you still there?
Yes, I am.
I don't remember hepatitis.
Bye!
A million years ago, like a whole college football team got hepatitis C.
Okay.
Because it was bad water.
Let's say that.
And for the longest time, I thought it was just something women got.
Mm-hmm. No.
Hepatitis C.
Yeah.
Yeah, symptoms appear there.
We got a break. We'll be. Oh, I know what it is.
Yeah, it's him.
Oh, it's Wednesday.
Oh, really?
Right.
Been a while, Mike. Mm-hmm. It's been a while.
Final note to Paul McCartney and his wife.
Okay, you got one more?
I just wanted to say I'm very sorry for you, Paul, and I'm sorry for you, Eileen.
Okay, well.
Thank you. I'm here all week. Thank you.
There you go. Mike O'Mara. Mike O'Mara, the butt toucher.
Yeah.
We'll be right back.
Number 15 Arbitron rated, The Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Larry, there's a syndicated radio show that's huge here in town called the Don and Mike Show. I know they're huge fans of yours. They're coming to town. Could you send us an autographed copy of your book that we can pass on to them?
Wait a minute. You're telling me Don and Mike will read a book about prayer? Give them this message.
Okay.
Tell them both to pray for civility and class.
Ooh,
it's giving God a job,
words.
Boy.
Yeah. The Don and Mike Show.
Showed us ass.
They are very well spoken, Don and Mike.
We're the show with no guests. Tomorrow, for exactly 5 minutes, we'll be talking to the great Gary Shandling.
Wow. Wonderful. We're both big fans. What's he been up to?
Well, he's got some talking animal movie coming out.
Over the Hedge.
Right.
Ah.
The latest, like, Pixar type thing. So.
Oh, okay, good.
We love Gary Shandling, and we'll try not to monopolize it with too much Larry Sanders stuff. But, and hopefully he'll like us as much as we like him, and that 5 minutes may turn into 6 or 7 minutes.
That's doubtful.
Who knows?
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, that's tomorrow. At least we'll be able to say hello to Gary Shandling.
Good.
Now, let me see. We're running late. We've got Buzz's News that we want to get to. We've got a Craig. Or I could just take a couple of minutes and just... I'll ask Mike what you think. Mike, you tell me. Be honest.
Oh, that's got to be up front, I think. I mean, you know what I mean?
I can handle it very, very quickly. I know you wanna,
and if you wanna, you ought to do that, because you'll feel bad if you don't, probably. Mm. I just wish you'd done it earlier when it was fresh.
No, I don't want to give undue attention.
Yeah, I mean, if you really want to, you know what? It absolutely doesn't matter to me.
Not really,
because I file it under the big.
I know.
It's to me.
Who gives an F?
Yeah, and there are probably people that would enjoy that.
Well, I'm torn. Because I don't like having secrets. I don't like opening the microphone and saying there's something we can't tell you about.
Right.
Okay. Very briefly. It has really got to be briefly. There's a cat that does the radio show, the midday show.
Hi, Buzz.
I was rubbing my eyes. I'm sorry.
I can take a hint, Buzz.
No, not a hint.
Trust me. I mean, either way, you weren't going to get this break. This is either going to be Craig Wilson or the talk about the inside.
No, I know. As it should be.
I look over at Buzz, and it's just like, here they go again.
I got to listen to them.
Here we go again.
I need to keep my hands on my side.
We'll open the thing up with Buzz. We'll sit on Craig Wilson. Wilson for a second. He'd love us for a second.
Are we going to sit on him until tomorrow?
He'd like that. He'd love us to sit on him. I know people like the behind-the-scenes crap with radio. I'll tell you what happened. The guy, the hack that does the midday show, Peter Rosenberg. For, I don't know. How long's it been? A month now? The guy really has just been trying to get something going with me. I don't know why, but it's like, gets on the air and says, you know, I suck. Me and Mike aren't funny. I'm a racist. We're fat. If you got the chance, you take a swing at me in the hallway. Blah, blah, blah. Well, this morning I'm sitting at home and Robbie calls me up and says, turn the radio on. So I turn it on. And, you know, which incidentally made his listenership double. There were four people listening. Anyway, he's saying what a dick I am because I didn't go to Cameron Gray's going away party yesterday, the old program director. And what a jerk I am, and how, you know, in real life I am a jerk, just like I am on the radio, and how dare I not show Cameron the respect he deserves, blah, blah, blah. You know, so what I did was, rather than get into a radio war with this guy, which, you know, frankly is not worth the time, I'd rather argue with, like, what's his name, Elliot Yamin at DC-101.
Mm-hmm.
So, whatever his name is. I mean, the guy at American Idol. Well, I called this dude up. Rosenberg, I called him up at 12:30. He's off the air. So it was not a bit. I called him up, and I said, dude, you know, I'm not being a hypocrite, because I've said your show sucks, and you can say that our show sucks.
Sure.
I said, but when you talk about, like, wanting to beat my ass when I'm physically in the building with you, and I know I've said that before, but I say it about people who are on the telephone. You know, I mean, Mike and I had a radio war with Opie and Anthony that was a real honest radio war. But here's how it worked. We'd get done with the show, we'd walk down the hall, they'd walk down the hall.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? There was never even when it got at the worst with Opie and Anthony, which was our worst radio fight ever, it was never like, hey, if I see you, I'm going to beat the crap out of you.
Yeah.
Okay? Because it was radio stuff. Well, this guy really is just a nobody, and for whatever reason wants attention. I've got my own reasons why he wants attention. So I called him up today, and I said, you are fully within your rights to say that we suck, but when you say that I'm not showing up at a station function and I'm a dick because of it, when you don't know any of the circumstances, where are you coming from? And if you got anything to say to me, you know where the office is. Show up any day. Now, the guy started running me some attitude, you know, saying, well, hey, man, hold on. You don't know who I run with? Yeah, I'm like, I don't care who you run with. I said to the guy, first off, Cameron Gray, the guy that just left, I've known him over 15 years. I've been to his goodbye parties because he's left the station twice before and come back. Secondly, I don't want to give too much of Cameron's career away.
No, but the fact what you were saying is you've definitely, you know, had Cameron's ear and he yours over the years.
You know, as a matter of fact, most recently when they hired a new program director here, Cameron came in. I don't think he would be embarrassed for me to say this. And we talked about his next career move because that's the type of relationship that I had with Cameron, okay? I called him a dick on the air. I called him a jerk on the air. He's a nice guy. We got along well. As a matter of fact, we had a nice little hug here when he left, you know, for the next time. And I said, I'm sure we'll work together again. So I said to this guy, Rosenberg, first off, you're way off base.
And how long has he been here anyway?
Rosenberg, about 8 months. Right. I said, you know nothing of my relationship with Cameron. So first off, how dare you? Second, if you really think that, be a man and come down to the office someday. And he said, well, part of the problem is, because I really said to him, what is your problem with me? He said, well, first off, the whole time I did the night show, you never said hello to me once. Yeah. And I'm thinking to myself, okay, when you did the night show was when? I guess right when I came back to work after Frieda died. Because I remember Ron and Fez, our friends who used to do the night show, had taken off that night to come to Frieda's wake. So they were still here when Frieda died, Ron and Fez were. So this guy came in sometime after that. I said, You know, I was going through a time in my life, I said, and when I left the studio every day, there was the guy, the fat guy with the Hawaiian shirt on, mm-hmm. who every day when I left, I said, hi, how are you? Have a good show tonight. I said, I thought that was you. Now, Rob, who is that guy?
I've asked. John Dyson.
John Dyson. Right. Some other guy who works at the station.
Mm-hmm.
What did he do on Rosenberg's show at that time? He was the board op. So I said to Peter Rosenberg, I said, so you're mad because I never said hello to you, but I didn't know who you were. And you never, in 6 months or whatever, thought to come up to me and say, Don, my name is Peter. Right? Now, I don't think that it's my responsibility to meet every new hack that comes working at the station.
They come and go.
And, you know, I'm not going to use the Frida thing, but I'm going through my own problems. But nevertheless, I did say hello to this guy, who I thought was Peter Rosenberg. So I said to him, you know, as a matter of fact, until a couple of weeks ago when Mike pointed you out to me one day when you were at the radio station wearing a Red Sox shirt, I couldn't pick you out of a lineup.
Right.
He said, oh, okay. Then I said, so really, what's the problem? He said, well, I don't know, about 3 years ago, like, I needed some help in radio. I was breaking into radio, and I tried to contact you, and you totally blew me off.
Did you know him prior to that?
No, of course not. I said, dude, what?
What, he was a stranger calling, or what?
Yeah,
I don't get it.
Or writing a letter. I would be glad to give you a list of people that I have helped and mentored in the radio business.
Right.
You know, and again, if you were upset that you tried to contact me before you worked here for some type of help and I didn't, you know, contact you back, when you started working here, you know what a man would do? A man would walk down the hall and knock on the door and say, hey, dude, do you remember I tried to contact you? You know, and finally I said, really? And I mean this seriously. This is, I swear on my wife's life, this is not me talking out of my ass like being a big buffoon blowhard radio guy. I said, if you really want to fight, come down to the station someday, any day, 2 o'clock. Just push me or take the first swing. Because I've got enough anger inside me about what happened to Frida. I'll beat your ass so bad you have to leave in an ambulance. I swear to God, I'm not a violent man. No. I've never been in a fight in my life. But I'll be goddamned if, you know, some hack is going to get on the radio. And again, it's his right. If he wants to get on and say our show sucks, that's fine, dude. But don't be talking about me showing up at something or Mike not showing up at something when you know nothing about the details, when you are just looking for a little attention. And I think Peter and I got to the bottom of it. I wanted to mention it so you would hear it from me and hear what happened. I screamed at him. He screamed at me. He said stuff like, you don't know who I roll with. You know. And I said, what? You don't know who I roll with. Like what? You're going to offer up gangbangers? I know guys who are mobbed up. I mean, are we going to play that game? But the bottom line is, I said, whether you're pissed because I didn't say hello to you when I didn't know who you were, and incidentally, you know, whose fault is that, mine or yours?
Mm-hmm.
He didn't have an answer. I said, second, if you're mad because you think I blew you off 3 years ago, come by the office any friggin' day. And finally, really, if you really got a problem with me and you think that it has to be solved physically, come by. You know, and he said stuff to me like, well, you think I couldn't take you? You're 60. I mean, it was an all-over-the-place conversation.
Wow.
I don't know what's going on with this guy. I don't want to give him his 5 minutes of fame.
Is that what he's looking for? Or was he legitimately, when you talked to him, did you legitimately think that he sent like a letter when he wasn't even working here? I don't get that.
I got the feeling the guy really had his feelings hurt, that he thought that I was blowing him off. You know, I didn't say this to him on the phone.
Did he have any knowledge of the history? I mean, really, in all seriousness, when he started working here, when, you know, you made no secret about it. We were all walking around here as open wounds for 2 months minimum, yeah. And for you, a hell of a lot longer after that.
And I didn't want to lean on the Frida thing real hard. It's just, it was a surreal moment.
Yeah,
the reason I bring it up is that I'm pretty sure he had the phone conversation in front of a bunch of people today, because when I got in, people said to me, hey, we heard that you had a conversation with Rosenberg.
Oh, great. Yeah. If you can't get ratings on your own, get legitimate ratings on your own, go for the best show on the station and take that on. That's great.
I just wanted to take a second
Jesus
to
Christ.
say, Listen, I'm thick-skinned enough. I swear to God, I can take any slings and arrows you want to throw my way.
Is that the path he's taking to get his little slice of the pie? Is that what he's choosing to do?
The guy maintained towards the end of the conversation, he said, so if I came by the office someday and just stuck my head in the door, you would say hello. I said, yeah.
Gets back to the rap.
Of course.
You know what? That gets back to the rap that we have here, that we have had here for I don't know how long. Now, there are people at this radio station that know that door is open and that people come in all the time. On a daily basis, you can come in there. There is a certain segment of people around here that they just create this myth. This myth, is he feeding on that? That people have said, hey, man, you can't go near those
guys. I don't know.
I'm so tired of that crap.
No, I don't know what the guy's major malfunction is. I know that I've said he's
Julie, Shondell, the engineers here, Bear,
I
Tony,
know.
Colette, everybody, what the hell? I mean,
I know
God
that
Almighty.
The guy's a hack. He can say I'm a hack.
Oh,
I don't
God,
care.
That's the radio crap.
But when you start stuff seriously, like, Don didn't show up at the party. What a dick.
Oh, man.
What a dick. He disrespected Cameron. I've known Cameron Gray. I knew Cameron Gray when you were sucking on your mom's teeth. So don't tell me, and if you got anything to say, be a goddamn man. I mean, unless it is just radio bravado.
I would like to point out,
WWE talk.
From a logistical standpoint, okay, and I'm going to say this for me. I'm not speaking for you. I'm saying this for me. This speaks to the whole issue of Cameron, all right? Cameron, for me personally, Cameron's little soiree was at 1 o'clock, correct?
Right.
So, I mean, that to me was saying that I almost thought because of that timing of that event was they were having it because perhaps they didn't want anybody associated with this show there, although people went. I don't get it.
I don't know. I just thought
it
was...
I mean, to me, it's like normally when you're having a little going away, a little bon voyage, which they've had here, you know, hundreds of times, they have that in the evening, and we've made plenty of those. It was nothing personal with Cameron.
I just thought it was weird, and I thought I would take a second when I'm not yelling and I'm not screaming.
You spoke to him before. I spoke to him the day of that party and said, hey, I'm sorry I didn't make it to your thing. I want to wish you the very best of luck.
Right.
You know,
Cameron,
this is just crap. This is creating something where there's nothing.
Okay, hold on. You're madder than I am.
I am madder.
You're madder than I am.
I'm madder than nothing because I was a witness to what you were effing going through when you came back, and that this guy, because he's so short-sighted and doesn't know which end is where, that this guy comes into this radio station and decides this is what he's going to do to fill his hours. It's BS. Get some goddamn ratings. For God's sake, don't be part of the drag everybody down with that midday.
But hold on. Hold on. You just got to say, as I said to this guy, what's good for the goose is good for the gander. I can take the talk, but just know this. When you're going to talk about beating some guy's ass, be very careful when that guy works in the same building as you do. That's all I wanted to say.
And Peter, this is for me, a very unenviable task to come in here when Ron and Fez left, which we thought was, as far as I was concerned, was the beginning of the whole suck fest at this radio station, when they had a very entertaining show in the evening and they effed all over those guys. That's how we were all thinking about it. You know, it's not personal with this guy. And if it's legitimate, if his feelings are hurt, that's one thing. But you know what? I don't buy that. I really don't. Unless they are. Who knows?
Like
I don't know.
I said,
I'm not inside the guy's brain.
If the guy's feelings are hurt, all I know is that, you know, I said to him, at the very least, I would walk up to somebody and say, you know, dude, I think you're an ass. Or, you know, dude, how come it's been like this?
I don't know why it makes me spit and mad. I don't know why this, because, you know, God knows you and I have had people throwing darts at us. It's part of the deal. It comes with the territory.
Just wanted to address it.
When it's in our backyard, though, and now you got me going on.
I know. You got to shut up.
I will shut up.
Break.
But the thing is, for Christ's sake.
Why don't you fight the guy tomorrow?
Sure.
Then we're set.
Sure.
Then we're set.
I can't fight him.
You're a better fighter.
You know why I can't fight him?
Your back is hurt.
He was wearing a Red Sox jersey.
Oh.
I'll have to find out whether that's legitimate. If he was wearing it like as a souvenir, I won't knock him on his ass.
Thanks. Loyalty is Mike's middle name. Anyway, that's what's going on behind the scenes.
I just say one thing? Everybody, as you know, guys like this, just be a little aware of history, okay? Of a very brief history of this radio station. I don't think it's too much to ask.
No. Anybody,
you're going to take shots at somebody? You might want to know the lay of the land, know what's going on.
Anybody here, you got a problem with me? come see me to my face.
That goes for the whole world.
You know, I mean, really. I mean, okay, enough. Does everybody get what I'm saying?
I think so.
I kind of, you know, what I tried to do without losing my temper, which I did on the phone with the guy, was call him out and say, dude, you know, I don't get where you're coming from. And it sounds like this whole, you know, well, you ignoring me when I was, you know, I mean, please, please, just concentrate on trying to do, what do you got, a two-hour show? Do a two-hour show. And if oh, and when I said to him, oh, I hear that you'd like to beat my ass, he said, a lot of people would.
Oh, God.
You know, I don't care what a lot of people would like to do.
Well, maybe someday he can achieve that, that he'll have a lot of people that want to beat his ass.
Anyway, no, I, Mike, I don't want to advocate that. I just want to say.
No, you know what I'm
Peter,
talking about.
I know, Peter, if you're honest with yourself, you're going to do what we discussed today. I mean, or not what we discussed. You just got to just be a man about it. You know, you want some of my attention. I understand. God damn, I'm an icon. But just come by.
Now you'd be funny.
Just come by.
You'd be.
You know what I mean?
Well, the door is open, for God's sake.
Of course it is. Jesus Christ. You dumbass. You don't think I help people? You talk about Lewis the retard and why I don't help people so much. Or if you want a list, I can go down a list for you of people that I've helped and mentored in this business, and I don't talk about it because it's just not cool to talk about. Who's calling?
My wife.
Oh, is she worried because we're running late?
She asked you to break.
Okay, well, if your wife asks, there you go.
Yeah, I'm sorry I contributed to that.
I wouldn't have felt right if I didn't address it during the show. Because
I was telling you, no, you don't need to do that right now, because I felt strongly about it also.
I was having a big screaming match with this guy before the show today on the phone, you know, because I thought, you know, maybe it would be, maybe if I called the guy, like, off the air, he would realize that it's not shtick, you know. And, like, at one point when I was screaming at him, he said to me, you know, hey, this is great, why don't we do this on the radio? And I'm like, dude, you don't understand. I'm serious. I'm serious as cancer.
Mm-hmm.
You really got a physical problem with me? The office is right there. I'll see you tomorrow at 2 o'clock. No BS. You take the first swing. I'll kick your ass. I don't want to fight the guy. I'll battle him in words. But shut your mouth about stuff you don't know anything about.
Yeah, and that's for sure.
Especially when you're not going to be working here past August 1st. Okay? And then we can be like DJs that, you know, do the thing. I'll meet you in the octagon, brother. You know what I'll do? I'll take a baseball bat.
Oh, Jesus.
Son, you don't bring a knife to a gunfight. You really don't. Hi, Buzz. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. How are you? I tend to get nostalgic during these discussions. I tend to remember there were a few radio stations we worked at, and everybody kind of was on the same team. That doesn't exist anymore.
No,
that's gone. Long gone.
Not here. Anyway.
And not with this corporation, that's for sure.
And,
everything all right?
Hope things are going good with that new producer they hired for you, too.
Mm-hmm. God.
That's another pleat in this company's cape. You know, I might as well just have a big sign on me saying, I'm coprophiliac.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm like Raymond Burr. Lean me back in the chair and I'll open my mouth.
God.
Okay. Pep talk over. And Rob keeps pointing for
break,
some reason.
Please break.
He's pointing
please
for
break,
some reason. Break.
Play
some
break.
Oh, okay. Commercial.
Number 15 Arbitron rated. The Don and
Mike. Hurry. Gotta go. Go. Gotta go.
What's the word from Planet Crapper? What's the word from Planet Crapper? What's the word from Planet Crapper?
Come drink their hair water. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Would anybody ever in this company understand the concept of every once in a while we got to run a couple minutes late?
Nope.
Here's why we're effed. Because really right now we should talk for 1 minute and play commercials.
Mm-hmm.
If you're in your car and you're listening to that and you say that sucks, I agree with you.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sorry we took too much time talking about the dick disc jockey, and maybe we took too much time doing our fat guy's bit. But Jesus Christ, they should give us a little leeway at the end of the show.
Nope.
Mike Buzz's News is brought to you by Business Takes efficiency, the Visa business card.
Oh, that's nice.
Whether you pay by debit or credit, Visa Business helps you get things done. Your business is your life. Life takes Visa. See, what would be nice would be if they would just say, guys, go an extra 10 minutes tonight.
Yeah.
You know, you went long tonight. We'll slap your wee-wees tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
But no. Now the focus is just, oh, my God. You can talk for 3 minutes, but then play more commercials. Mm-hmm. And then talk for 3 more minutes and play more commercials.
That's the way it works.
So then the next political dick's show can get on time. Christ. You know it ain't easy.
No.
Christ is king.
You made me laugh. I was in a bad mood. I was in a bad mood right up into that moment when you did that, because I got a little ramped up with the other thing.
It's very frustrating.
I know.
We should be able, if
it's
we want.
It's just funny the way you expressed it.
If we want to, we should be able to stay on until goddamn 10 minutes after 7 o'clock. Is it really going to spin the Earth off its axis?
If anything, it would help.
If we stay 10 minutes late?
Sure as hell would help.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi there.
Hi. His name is Snow. He works in the White House, and he said...
Thank you, Buzz. We'll be right back after these commercials. No, I'm kidding. Sorry.
What he said was...
You don't know.
I know.
Car baby.
Mm-hmm. Uh-oh.
Oh, hold on.
Yes. He
said what?
The White House spokesman. Former Fox Newsman Tony Snow got generally good reviews for his first day on the job as the new White House press secretary. He's the new White House spokesman replacing Scott McClellan in dealing with reporters. And he was, of course, asked about all the spying on American citizens. Let's see how he handles it. Quoting Tony, I don't want to hug the tar baby of trying to comment on the alleged program.
Oh, my God.
This is Robert DeMille, man.
Jesus Christ, isn't that some sort of 1800s expression?
Well, and in some parts of the country, still in use. Reporters laughed. Tony quickly added, we could trace that back to American lore. In fact, we can. The Uncle Remus stories by Joel Chandler Harris.
Oh, my God.
In one of those stories...
Those are good stories.
One of those stories, a Brer Rabbit comes across a fake baby made of tar. When the baby doesn't respond to his greetings, Brer Rabbit kicks the baby's ass and gets stuck to the dummy. To hug the tar baby, therefore, must mean touching something that might entrap you. He couldn't possibly have been using the phrase quietly invoked by racists to describe children of African-American descent.
So you mean Tony
Welcome
Snow.
To the job, Tony.
Is this also the press conference where he broke down about how his mom had colon cancer?
Yeah, I think they gave him some slack for that.
His first day.
Welcome to the job.
First week.
And he throws out a tar baby.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus.
Okay.
A day, inchi ve odke ux se. That's our story. When we return.
I like that.
Thank you, Faye Usbay. Commercials, Kay.
Or yay, Elkinway.
I know, everybody. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I know.
I was you. I'd turn on TOP now, too. I was you. Okay. We'll be back in 9.
Number 15 Arbitron rated, The Don and Mike Show.
You know, a lot of shows come out of the gate big, but do you think this will last?
Totally. Everybody is talking about this show.
Yeah.
It's huge.
Yeah, I mean, it's got buzz and all that, but it's also really good. So when people do show up, they see how great it is.
The Don and Mike Show. The Chosen Don and Mike.
Again, sorry about the, you know, it's like we're constipated with commercials here in the last half hour.
That doesn't happen that much anymore.
Sorry. I mean, we just really got screwed today, but, you know. So what? You know what I mean?
C'est la vie.
After a while, as Bobby Knight said, if it's inevitable, lay back and enjoy it. Speaking of Cox, COX Business Services, Cox providing broadband-based high-speed internet.
Hey, broadband.
Local and long-distance phones, video, data solutions, all-size businesses, coxbusiness.com. Once again, the fastest 3 minutes. Here's Buzz. And we won't F up the time like this tomorrow.
No, we won't.
Hi, Don.
We'll do it again till
Buzz,
Friday.
Go! The bigger the controversy, apparently, the more the movie sucks. At least with Passion of the Christ, people weren't laughing. They laughed at one of the movie's key moments when the Da Vinci Code opened at the Cannes Film Festival last night. Like that. They laughed hard.
How great is that?
That is great because they are getting so much pub on.
All of the reviews are thumbs down.
Yes, sir.
The audience even jeered the movie at one point. It was an audience of critics, granted, but among the first to run to the keyboard was the Boston Globe's Stephen Schaefer. Quoting him, nothing really works. It's not suspenseful. It's not romantic. It's certainly not fun. it seems like you're in there forever. End quote.
What about Tom Hanks' groovy haircut?
I saw a reference to the movie that said bloated. I don't know if they were talking about the movie or Tom Hanks. But good news about the war, I think. We're starting to use the human cannonball defense. The Pentagon has reportedly applied for...
Brother, what can I do to help you?
We've applied for a patent on a device that uses compressed air to fire a soldier 60 feet into the air.
Well, you're kidding.
No, I am not kidding.
Did you see the... The night that Letterman had the human cannonballs on.
Yeah,
that was a circus.
That was great.
The idea is to get a soldier on top of a 5-story building in 2 seconds.
Great idea.
The patent does not explain how the soldier has a safe landing.
Pull the trigger now!
If only Dick Cheney didn't own so much stock in Acme.
Mm-hmm.
Funny sex in the segment that's next.
Hey.
Wow.
How about that?
Jesus Christ.
I know.
That was not even time to go through one stoplight.
Think how much time we can waste by going, wow.
Wow.
Number 15 Arbitron rated.
Yeah.
The Don and Mike Show.
Right.
Don and Mike on Free FM.
I'm certain what we have to say is more important than what she has to say, but oh, here we go. Really?
Gosh, I hate to interrupt.
It's all been
so incredibly fascinating
and
entertaining and instructive.
Really,
the time has just flown by.
They pursue the rare and magical white unicorn, Don and Mike.
Hey, don't forget that Lisa, the homeless lady, is still living in her office, living in our parking lot. Update her and Joshua Tree tomorrow. Plus tomorrow, a brand new game involving your cell phones, and we'll be talking with Gary Shandling.
Cool.
And we'll be playing our commercials closer to one time, so we're not screwed.
Okay.
I know. They love time spent listening. That's when people listen to the show for a long period of time,
mm-hmm.
which means sometimes you have to go past the allotted 20 minutes. I mean, they would love this show to run. They think the show would be perfect if we came on at 3,
mm-hmm.
played commercials at 3:20, came back at 3:30, played commercials at 3:50. Mm-hmm. You know, I said to them, that's like telling people, guess when you can tune out every hour.
Right.
Yeah. You know, so today's the day we ran a little over. I'm even wasting too much valuable commercial time by telling you this now. We'll work on it tomorrow. Mike's playing with himself. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. Finally, in Davenport,
there
Iowa.
You are.
Not really. It was my nipple.
Well, that counts.
Yeah, that's playing with yourself.
Thank you.
Finally, in Davenport, Iowa, a guy who runs bingo games for charity has been fired for stealing money, smoking pot on the job, having porn on his computer, and sex on his desk.
Joe.
In his defense, he said, other employees also had sex on his desk. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Good kicker.
Thank you, Buzz. Again, you know, sorry about this whole commercial. We'll fix it tomorrow.
It'll be fixed.
That's it. We got to go. Got to go watch Elliot win tonight.
Elliot Yamin.
We'll see you tomorrow, everybody. And good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
He's getting his ass kicked tonight. Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
And you.
Don and Mike go to break.
I know, God. Oh, I liked you so much more when you didn't care about commercials.
It'll be all right.
Till we meet again. Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
Number 15 Arbitron rated, The Don and Mike Show. Thank you.